Media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, despite all the bad things that are happening around the world and what evil people are up to as they team up together to feed on the rest of us, it's still a beautiful day and life is wonderful, and at least we're waking up on a planetary scale to what the globalists are engaged in on a planetary scale. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really do appreciate you tuning in. It is Wednesday. It is already good old Wednesday or Thursday, the 15th day of May 2008, and we're going to be live for the next 4 hours. I'm here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have a really big radio show lined up for you today. Jim Tucker is going to be popping in on the show coming up in the third hour, and we're going to find out if he believes that the Bilderberg Group really met in Athens, Greece, outside Athens, Greece, in the Mediterranean last weekend, or is this Greek newspaper wrong? Is Bilderberg.org and Tony Gosling wrong? Tony Gosling's a pretty credible guy, and he seems to think that that was the intel they had before they were going to be meeting in the next few weeks in Greece, and that indeed that is what has now transpired and happened. This is a victory for the Bilderberg Group that for 30-plus years has always had their events covered, even back when the media denied the group existed more than 10 years ago or so. It really upset them and has exposed the shadow government. A lot of the leaks and information we get out of the hotel after they leave or while they're there from those that are serving them, the scraps of paper, the itinerary, things of that nature have given us a lot of key intel for the year ahead. And if this is indeed the case, it's not a good thing. So we'll find out with Jim Tucker popping in to see if he thinks this has really happened or if this is another diversion that some folks have bought into. We'll be talking again with Jim Tucker coming up in 2 hours from now. In the meantime, wide open phones today throughout the first, second, third, and fourth hour at 1-800-259-9231. I was babbling a bit there at the start of the show, stumbling a bit because I have so much here in front of me. This is some of the news that is coming up. Wired Magazine, could soldiers be prosecuted for thought crime? That's right. They are now announcing that they're making the troops take implantable chips, as we told you years ago they would do. And now they're announcing that they will have their brain chips. This, of course, was in declassified military documents in 2000. Now they're telling the general slave public. But you'll have access to the latest upgrade of video games like Wii, so what? Also, Homeland Security to train cops to combat roadside bombs in the United States, all part of the false hysteria and fear about imaginary terrorists. The real attacks are carried out by our loving government, which is not our government. It's a foreign-owned corporation. Arizona State University test pandemic flu plans. Chicago citizens reject terror drill fear-mongering. Speeders under Florida law face vehicle confiscation, 5 to 10 years in prison. It has passed. It is now the law. Don't forget that the private prison industry is lobbying all 50 states to increase laws and penalties to pack all their private prisons. You thought sending the pot smokers to jail was okay. Well, they're going to be sending you to jail for speeding, buddy. And the felons are going to be the jail guards. So enjoy the new America. Gun owners protest police action despite the fact they were allowed to own guns in the town. Their guns were confiscated. And also, these tornadoes that have been happening, FEMA locks down the cities and confiscates the guns. That's happening. See, it's now a regular course of action. Globalists take a step closer to $200 a barrel oil. U.S. heading towards double-digit inflation. England in double-digit inflation, Bank of England says. We will get into Pentagon carpet bombs. The opposition in cyberspace admits they're engaged in propaganda. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, there's a group called Screwless Change that has logos like 101st, Fighting Keyboards, We Eat Chickens for Lunch. Most of the guys on there admit they are currently in PSYOPs or working for the military. I don't know if they're openly paid to run their website of disinformation and lies and black propaganda. By black propaganda, they go out and cover kook 9/11 groups. That goes back to the 60s. They would put somebody on the stand during the Garrison trial on JFK, and then one of his star witnesses would suddenly, start acting insane like a chicken on the stand, and then the media would cover that. So they have people running around in Hitler mustaches in front of news cameras screaming 9/11's an inside job and waving signs saying that 9/11 Truth carried out the bombing of the military recruiting center in New York, and Howard Stern has them on to run around screaming in Hitler mustaches. I mean, people see right through what you're doing. I mean, I want everybody to understand that. I mean, they don't even hide they're from the military. And I have all these articles here today where the Pentagon just says, yeah, we're engaging propaganda on the Internet, domestically, internationally. Yeah, we've got private corporations hired and our own troops doing it and CENTCOM's doing it. And that's what they're admitting. And then these guys all have handles, when they come on your message boards and comment pages. And then you can even find the handle they use, and they'll go to their MySpace, and it's them in Iraq, or it's them at CENTCOM, and they say they're in PSYOPs, and they don't even hide it. I mean, it's just because to them, they think it's normal. They think it's good. They think being in the military and engaging the American people and trying to lie about us and put out disinfo, they think that's normal. They think that's good, so they don't even... CENTCOM and the Pentagon doesn't even really have them hide it anymore. But there's one of them on here saying, hey, I just got the word I've got to take the chip. And he goes on to say, it's a little creepy, but, you know, they're ordering me to, so I'm going to do it. And then he posts on one of the pages his papers and his and why he's getting the chip. And I know enough about it to know that he's either knows about the real program and is wanting us to bite on it so he can then say, oh, I'm not really getting it. It's kind of a black propaganda deal again. Or probably not. The way this is phrased, it's like, yeah, I'm getting it, and, you know, it's kind of a good thing. And then the guys are commenting on the page saying, yeah, you know, this is just a conspiracy theory to be against it. It's, you know, this trackable RFID embeddable chip in your skin's good. Of course, 5.5 years ago when my cousin knocked on the door, he he's been in Afghanistan three times, Iraq twice, but in between that he is dealing with infrastructure protection and the government and the army keeping us safe here in Austin. And but he did say, yeah, we were told that all the officers were going to get chips in 2 years that are in his area, and they all got their chips. And but then you can't talk about it once you get them. And then now the lower level people are getting their chips. And I'm just going off the DARPA report released on the 7th of January, 2000, where they said next they would have you take brain chips. And then they said that we would all basically then become rack heads or wire heads, kind of like how a lot of the workers in Japan just live in apartments that are coffin size that just slide into the wall at night and you have your own TV and stuff in them. Well, they say you're going to have a brain pleasure interface. Soldiers will have an amnesic interface that erases their memories, and that the troops will be rewarded with drugs, rewarded with pleasure, rewarded with sex simulations. The public will be, and the pleasure will be so great that you won't be able to refuse it, and so then we'll stop breeding. That's what the more friendly eugenicists say, that we're all just going to be put in racks. And they talk about how they're going to phase it in with first promoting the microchip, for security, for Alzheimer's, for prisoners, for police, for military, for security, and then how they would make you have it to have other security jobs or in power plants or in nursing homes. And then if you want to be in the military, you got to have it, and the fighter pilots are the first to get the brain chips. By the way, they've already got research programs doing that, and that's admitted now. It's been going on for 20 years, but now it's admitted. And that then you just won't be able to have a job, period, if you don't have it, and then it will just be put into place. And the military says their job. And by the way, goofballs from CENTCOM listening, I mean, you want to go read it for yourself? Federation of American Scientists published it. The military freaked out and said that's classified. And the Federation said, you gave us this to us for release. And they said, well, we don't want that out now. But then it was too late. Now it's finally 8 years later in Wired Magazine today. So we'll cover some of that. And, I mean, I'm not the one saying that the Army's job is going to be inducting the citizenry by 2025 into our racks, into our hive racks where we're going to live. I'm not the one saying it. They say this is operational program for full dominance, for, quote, full protection of the public. We must be put in racks, and then there'll be no terrorism, no crime, no problems. Now, I know you're not going to go check it out, CENTCOM guys. You're too busy at the bar and playing baseball and acting tough and laughing at us and, you know, doing all the things you do. Hey, Burmese, get in here. Burmese, we're up here at like midnight last night working, and he finds all this where they're going, yeah, we're getting our chips, and I guess it's good. It wasn't on my desk. Where is it?
No, it should be right on your desk.
No, it was a giant. I cleaned off my desk, and now but it wasn't on the top. But I mean, you got all his paperwork, right? Because, you know, they got to prove everything on the Randy forums. There was a link over to that. Oh, you got it. Good job. I want to talk to you about this like at 12:30. Hey, thank you so much, Burmese. But I mean, he's got his implantable RFID paperwork here, and then the guys all post here. Well, this is good. I mean, see, they had the first deny it was all happening, but then once they make them do it and they find out we were telling the truth, they go, okay, well, I'm for it. See, that's a way a coward operates. They say, that's not real. That's crazy. That'll never happen. You know, because I happen to be reading DARPA documents. And then when it happens, you go, and you can see it in the message board take place. First, it's kind of creepy, but I guess it's an order, and it's to keep me safe, and then by five posts down, yeah, you're right, it's great, it's wonderful, God, man, why didn't I see it? This is the most fabulous thing since sliced bread. just like they're denying there's a North American Union. Meanwhile, they're on C-SPAN announcing they're already merging the EU with the U.S. and have already signed the agreement. We're already in the transatlantic union publicly, and you can't even get when the president's giving press conferences saying it with Merkel and Barroso. Doesn't matter to you, CENTCOM boys. You're at the topless bar there in Florida at night and having fun with your buds, and your commanders know how to manipulate you and pat you on the head, and you're all in this little brainwash cult, and you went through 8 weeks of brainwashing and sleep deprivation and shaved head, all Jim Jones control, and you know it all, and you're the tough guys, and you've got it all figured out. Meanwhile, I'm reading the military saying you're going to come and force me into Iraq by 2025. Yes, wires into my head, put me into Iraq. And that's what all the top futurists say, and the Warwick professor, and the heads of all of it. And I told the story on local radio today. I'll just tell it again briefly. I've mentioned it, but I remember being about 10 years old, and my dad, you know, was a local dentist on a dental office, and he comes in, we're having dinner, and he says to my mom, he says, Carol, there's a secret government program. You know, I was top of my class in dental school, but they're recruiting a lot of area dentists that have, you know, experience with grafting and with implants, you know, new teeth implants, and with oral surgery. And they wouldn't, you know, I'm not allowed to sign on to the program to even learn more. But we get a lot more money, and we'd move to Maryland, and it'd be a secret program. And it's all they told me is it's huge, and I know it must be big because there's a bunch of other dentists here in Dallas who they're recruiting right now for a secret program in cybernetics. And I was like, what's cybernetics, Dad? And I was like, I don't know, 10, 11, the first Terminator just come out. And he said, remember when we were in the hotel a few months ago down in Austin visiting your grandmother? I still remember this. And he goes, remember watching that show Terminator that was on HBO? Well, that's kind of what it's like. But he said, they won't let me know all those details unless I sign on to the program. My mom's like, I don't want to leave Texas. And he's like, well, it's, you know, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars more than I'm making a year now. And his dental practice was struggling. And, you know, the IRS had just taken some of his money and stuff like that was happening. And I remember them having discussions in the car driving to church about, well, should I join the government program? That was 24 years ago. I was 10 or 11, 24, 25 years ago. Tex Mars is, of course, a professor of space and aeronautics, written government textbooks on robotics, pretty smart guy. And he remembers 30 years ago when he was a professor, guys he knew at UT leaving for secret nanotech programs and cyborg programs. We've had him on. See, when you're in academia or a physician, you'll hear about, and dentists are perfect because they work with bone cartilage interfaces. And that's why they mainly want a dentist. Lord knows what they're doing with the troops, but I'm told from certain sources that it is extremely grisly. And they've also developed, obviously, humanoid clones. Yes, folks, in 1998, they admitted they were growing humans in utero of cows that were part cows so they wouldn't have rejection just for organ harvesting. Again, you don't get women to carry babies generally and then let them, you know, you take their heart and liver and things out and body parts and sanguinate their juices for different programs. But this is all going on. And I'm sorry, my dad did sit at the dinner table, and he did almost go for a human cyborg program with the government, okay? I mean, to go do this stuff as one of their mad scientist technicians, and they were getting, my dad's, I don't remember the exact number, but he said lots of Dallas dentists, the cream of the crop. They were just scooping them up, and imagine every major city just scooping up this dentist. I mean, a huge project where you need thousands of dentists. I mean, I'm guessing at the number. If he said he had colleagues they approached and other people in Dallas he knew that were going to do it and other oral surgeons, I don't know. But, see, this is the real class. This is the real government. Lord knows what's really going on in there. Who knows what's really happening in there? And so, see, it's not about sucking your thumb and acting tough and driving your vet around with your Marine quartets and walking into the base and you got the security clearance and you get on the keyboard and fight American Al-Qaeda Alex Jones because that nut says they're going to put chips in us. They're going to put them in your brains, you little dummies. And through peer pressure, you're going to do it. And then they're going to remote control you to run around the streets having your way with us. I got a bunch of news I'm going to cover first. Then your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the syndicated columnist Charlie Reese once wrote a stinging indictment against the internationalists who have captured our federal government for their own purposes? He reported that the present government of the United States is systematically undoing our independence. He said that agreeing to belong to the World Trade Organization and taking orders from it was a deliberate sacrifice of our national sovereignty. He said the United Nations represents the same threat to our sovereignty. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Got a big guest joining us next week.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide.
I sailed a schooner.
I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide. We're stealing water.
You know, I want to get to the news, but it's hard to cut any one of these guys off.
Place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around.
We owe it all to them, the explorers.
I'll always be around.
The trailblazers. The rebels. The renegades. The fighters. The real men. And the strong women that supported them.
I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side,
the trailblazers,
I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can.
Past, present, and future.
Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain. But I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again.
You only live once, all you sitcom fools. Deep in your gut, you know you're on the wrong team. Those Muslim boogeymen, they dangle in front of your eyes all day, and that you think you're cutting the rules, breaking the rules, doing all this to protect the U.S., but look at your bosses. Get rid of our dollar. Get rid of our sovereignty. Get rid of our borders. Get rid of our good name while they fund your little Muslim cullies that go out there and carry out some of the real terror attacks. The low-intensity conflict on the ground level, so you can spook the nation of cowards that we've become here and going along with your corporate bosses. I mean, the news I've got here in front of me while I was talking about microchips, soldiers could be prosecuted for thought crime, and it says the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency is funding a number of technologies that tap into the brain ability to detect threats before the conscious mind is able to process the information. Already, there's a Pentagon-sponsored work on using the brain pattern-directed capabilities for enhanced goggles and super-fast satellite imagery analysis. What happens, however, when the Pentagon ultimately uses its advanced capability for targeting weapons? And then it goes on, but if you read the actual report that they're 8 years late reporting on, the very reports, they tell you the 5-year, the 10-year, the 20-year strategic plan, and it says that it ends with the government inserting us all into racks in the wall. And they're already implanting the fighter pilots in the some of the research labs. This has been confirmed and even leaked out mainstream news with brain chips that hook into the optic nerve. And that's just how it is. Oh, you want to be an airline pilot? Well, you got to have the enhancement. And then you're part of that elite class. Oh, I've got it all. But for the general public, it's going to be, again, they've done tests with monkeys. They've done tests with pigeons. They've done tests with rats. They've done tests with pigs. They've done tests with horses. And they put them in stalls, put them in cages, put them in containers. And they have a button that they teach them how to push. They show them how to push. And when they push that button, an implant in their brain, 60 years ago when they first admitted they were doing it, 60 years ago in the 50s, they would have a wire going into the brain. And it was into the pleasure center, and the monkey, the rat, would just sit there punching it for 3-4 days, and then they'd be laying there on their side a week later. There'd be a huge pool of urine and feces around them, and I'm not trying to be gross here. I've seen photos of it, research labs, and they just punching, clicking. Well, it's much more complex than that. When the general public finds out that they can go, say, have sex with every favorite movie star they've got, and that it's real for all intents and purposes, it's over. Stack and rack me. It's over. New World Order wins. Total control. What do I call that? I call it flat out satanic.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Folks, this is Webb Pierce. Now, speaking of gas for your car, well, you know, gas is gas anywhere you get it. What you're looking for is quick service and all those little extras that go with it. Now, my buddy here, he knows just where you can go to get that type of service. Go ahead, good buddy. Let him in on it.
Well, I just popped over the old state line. My headlights focused on a welcome sign. When hiding in the bushes there waiting for me was a big policeman with a capital P. Shouting, look out, stranger, be heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. He dragged me off to the old town square. The justice of the peace awaiting for his share. He said, look at here, boy, you better slow down. You're in a heap of trouble in this one-horse town. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. I've got those drag 'em off the interstate, sock it to 'em, J.P. Blues. Yeah, welcome in the evening, sock 'em when they're leaving blues. A kangaroo court is the last resort on a low-down, shakedown cruise. Got them, drag 'em off the interstate, sock it to 'em, J.P. Blues.
You better pray to me and you better lick my boots. I'm an officer and you're a lowly civilian. Go ahead.
A woman gets mugged in the heart of town. Yells for the cops, but there's none around. They're down on the interstate setting a trap. A hunting for a live one to skin and wrap. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. When a sign says, welcome to God's country, good, you got competition from a slick JP.
fuzzy old buzzards are filling their craws with highway robbery in the name of the law. So look out, stranger, you're heading for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. I've got those, drag them off the interstate, sock it to them, JP Blues. Yeah, welcome in the evening, sock them when they're leaving blues. A kangaroo court is the last resort on a low-down, shakedown crew. Cut them, drag them off the interstate, sock it to them, JP Blues. Cut them, drag them off the interstate, sock it to them, JP.
Lick the boot. Here. Now I want you to lick them that way. Lick them this way. You learn, you scum, you civilian trash.
Yeah, that's a Dick Curless remix with a little bit of me online. You know, I had heard Dick Curless when I was a little kid driving along with some of the old country bumpkins I'd be riding along with, taking me to my deer stand when I was a kid. And I remember hearing Frank, Dick Curless and some of the other guys. And, boy, I was on YouTube late last night watching different videos with Dick Curless. That is some good country music there, good buddy. And my good buddy here has got the kind of service you need, all the little extras. It's got police beating citizens up and throwing people out of wheelchairs. It's the music video they put together. I mean, it's so horrible. When they threw that quadriplegic out of the wheelchair and broke one of his legs for no reason, they defended it. You think you're going to keep being able to sell that to the public? I mean, you really think that much of our common sense has been driven from us that we don't understand it? These poor cops, trained by the system to be power mad, out of control individuals, some of them, and they have no idea that they're in the grasp of a scientific dictatorship that's attacking them every single day and every single way. Okay, look, I'll just take some calls now at 1-800-259-9231, and then I'm going to run through more of the news. And believe me, it's all crazy. It is all out of control. And I'm going to have Burmese pop in here with us in about an hour to talk about our friends over at lovelosechange.com. It's actually Screw Loose Change. But going, yeah, we're getting our chips. But, you know, hoorah, you guys are traitors. Oh, man. But they now say we're crazy not to want our chips, see? They didn't exist before, but now we're crazy not to want them. I mean, who doesn't want one? It helps our troops. If you're against the chips, now you're against the troops and against victory. Burmese, why are you against red, white, and blue? Why do you hate America? Yeah, you hate America. Hey, did you get up early this morning? You said last night that the crazy no-planers were definitely on Howard Stern's show? Last night it was on the Stern's website that the no-planers were in studio. Did that happen?
I'm not sure. I know Paula Gloria was definitely on the bill. I tried to listen to the replay this morning, but it's a five-hour show, but I'm looking into it.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah, I'll know.
See, it's sick and funny at one level, but it's not at the other.
I'm pretty upset about it.
I'm not. You know, the Pentagon's going to do what they're going to do, folks. And there's no doubt that crew of people... I mean, it's street acting, running around with Hitler mustaches, attacking people, going, nah, with news crews that always show up right when they're there, and just doing all sorts of street theater, imitating waterboarding, and saying that, you know, we carried out the attack on the Army recruiting facility. I mean, it's black propaganda. They're going to put them all over TV, all over everything else doing that, and sick parts of our movement are going to say, well, we need to listen to this. We need to go along with this. But it's all an act. They're not crazy. They're actually pretty good actors. And that's just, I mean, did you think the New World Order wasn't going to try stuff, wasn't going to do that? Black propaganda is their favorite. And I see this as a great victory. The fact that the Pentagon's putting out reports saying 9/11 truthers work for Ahmadinejad in Iran, and that, I mean, that's just laughable. That we're putting that out on the payroll of Ahmadinejad. And then conversely, that we believe that cartoon images hit the towers and that no one really saw planes hit it and that it was CG'd into the blue sky. I mean, that only shows inquiring, intelligent, discerning minds just how real all of this is. And so I'm actually quite pleased by it. Look, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's CENTCOM propaganda men and all their street actors running around in Hitler mustaches to get attention couldn't put it back together again. Okay, it's over. It's been declassified too much. The government admits they've carried out a bunch of other attacks. And see, we're not going to get into space beams and play the game that Bush administration officials who come out for 9/11 truth do to discredit everything. We're going to go, hey, did the government stage the attack on the Liberty with Israel? Yep, declassified. Did they stage the Gulf of Tonkin attack to get us into Vietnam? Yep, declassified. Is Northwoods declassified to stage attacks? Yes. Did they stage attacks in Iran to overthrow Mossadegh? Yes. Did they stage all these other attacks under Operation Cyclone? Yes. Did they stage all these other attacks under the NATO option and under Gladio? Yes. Is that admitted in the CIA fact book? Is that even on the government's website? Yes. Okay, done. Who has the motive? Did neocons write memos saying they needed terror attacks? Did Gary Hart, CFR top strategist for Homeland Security, write a letter to Ahmed Inajid saying, we staged the attacks, you better watch it, better do what we say, we'll stage more? Did we go interview him and did he admit, yes, that's what I said and what I meant? Yes. Done. It's over for you, CENTCOM. And I bet you're scared because a lot of you figured out your masters carried out the attacks, but in closed-door discussions, it's kind of like, well, we had to do it. You know, it's a military sacrifice. The Arabs are so dangerous, and to defend America, we had to kill 3,000 to get the resolve of the country up to, quote, fight the greater threat. You know, that's what, you know, we've now gone to West Point military training school. We learned about necessary pawn sacrifice and how a commander will put a platoon in, a division in, you know, from 20, 30 people to 10,000 people because... You know, you've got to lure the enemy in and then have a decisive victory, because if you didn't do that, you'd end up losing 10 times as many men. And so that's why we did 9/11, and you guys are still traitors, and we're going to deal with you. You're not going to deal with anybody. You're going to fail. You understand? It's disgusting what you did. It's degenerate what you did. Even if you were for the United States, and even if this really was to get us to face a real threat, it would be immoral, totally evil, and wicked to do something incredibly evil in the name of good. By the way, that's their motto. That's how they sell the youngins to get into it. Later they find out, no, it's for evil and power's sake. But it wasn't to defend America. It wasn't a staged event to meet a real threat, as you were taught. It was so that the globalists could destroy America and dismantle our freedoms and liberties and sell us off in pieces to the multinational corporations. That's what happened. You think you've gotten some high level of knowledge and some dark truth that you're guarding the goodness with great evil and the bodyguard of lies, and I'm weak-minded and we just can't face the strength you did and how you planted those bombs and how you did as team members for America. But now quite a few of your team members have committed suicide or died in weird car wrecks, and you know they're killing you. You know they're killing your men now, aren't they? Yeah. In fact, you're even scared to tune in on the web and listen to this show because you know it's all surveilled. And now you're realizing you weren't on the winning team, were you? No, you're not. Disgusting. You can still ask God to forgive you. And I think even though you planted the bombs in the towers, God will forgive you if you repent. But your leaders have hardened their hearts. They're not going to. The guys that pulled your strings, you know, they've got the will to do things. We have the will to cut off the finger to save the body, to cut off the foot to save the leg. And weak minds like Alex Jones just can't fathom the tough decisions you've made for this country. This country is already gone, you idiot. I just popped over the old state line. I was focused on a welcome sign. When there in the bushes awaiting for me was a big policeman with a capital P. Look out, stranger, you're headed for danger. There's a welcome sign ahead. Ha ha! When the sign says welcome to God's country, you better look out. They got a mean JP. Fuzzy old buzzards stuffing their craw on highway robbery in the name of the law. I just feel like going fishing, man. Big cold front blew in. It's about 65 degrees outside. I like these overcast days. I want to go walk through the forest instead of sit here fighting with you CENTCOM idiots all day. Oh, God. Your whole family's future, you're flushing down the toilet.
But you're in control. You're part of the command structure. You know it all.
Oh, God. All right, let's just go to your calls. I'm going to go to you quick here. Jim and Mass, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Good to hear from you.
The reason why I'm calling is twofold. First, a couple of weeks ago, you had talked about the police chief in Springfield, Mass, wanting to have his officers dressed in black.
Yeah, that was in the Associated Press. He said for intimidation.
Right. Well, I live in central Mass, outside of the second largest city in Massachusetts, which is Worcester. And the suburban cops have been dressing in black here for the last 2 years. It started with the canine cops, and then it now migrated into the cruiser police officers.
Well, you know, we have the federal grants why they do that.
Right.
You know why they do that. The federal grant says it is to project authority, i.e. intimidate people, as they admit, but also so that you don't recognize who they are. And it's going from a respectable suit of a guardian with, you know, the epaulets and the rest of it to a monkey suit, a goon suit with a black baseball cap, so they can mix them in with felons and foreigners and military.
Right. I'm going to try to get it on my flip camcorder for you and send it over to y'all.
I mean, are you kidding? I mean, I see the cops. They're everywhere. They're dressed like
that. Yeah, it's unbelievable. You know, and I actually asked one because he was at the veterinarian with his German Shepherd, and I was there with my dog, and I said, what's with all the camos and the black Marine uniforms and everything? And he says, well, you know, police officers are paramilitary anyways. And I'm like, yeah, to a certain extent. I thought more or less the state police are like that. He said, oh, no, the locals, we're being indoctrinated with that, too. And I had a little conversation with him. It was just, you know, very surprising.
That's good. They're going to take his mama's bank account just as much as they're going to take my mama's. He gets to be part of what he delivers.
Yeah. Now, the second point is we're homeschoolers, and we're part of a homeschooling group here. And we had one of our families going to the local library a couple weeks ago, like they normally do. And about 3 days ago, she had a warrant served on her by the local police. Four cruisers went flying up into her driveway, and they executed a search warrant. And she said, well, what's this all about? And he said, well, you know, you stole some books from the library. And come to find out, her 13-year-old son thought his mother had checked them out and put them in the book bag. And she says, well, you know, it was just an honest mistake. He arrested her for a felony over $250 for larceny. She's facing 5 years in 5 years in prison. But the thing was, is the woman's got a medical condition, and he had her cuffed, and she asked to use, you know, the bathroom. He goes, you're not using no bathroom. And he said, oh, yeah, you look like you're a Christian here, too. It's nice things that you're passing on to your kids. You know, we know about you homeschoolers, and we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that we pass a law here.
Have her contact me. I look, this is what happens. You have the communists that work at the library. They really hate homeschoolers. They think they're being, you know, not being given their, you know, their enlightenment in the public school, learning how to use Ritalin, Prozac, cocaine, heroin, and listen to gangbang music. And so they spy on them. Listen, this has been happening in Round Rock in Williamson County for a long time. Your video that you leave under your seat of your car, you forget, and they call, and, you know, the kid's got the flu, so you don't, you know, return the Blockbuster video. Within 2 days, and this has been in the paper, the police come and arrest you, and they charge you for stealing the video. And the video, the company's buying for like $50-$60 a piece as a rental, because they, you know, they have to pay more for that because they're going to rent it out a bunch. And they'll charge you with, you know, all sorts of serious misdemeanors and things over that. And that's happening everywhere. So give me that lady's name. Email it to Aaron and Trey. Give me your name and number. I'd like to have her on.
Okay, great. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Tell the story, though, so Trey knows what he's reading when he sees it. Trey at InfoWars.com, Aaron at InfoWars.com, Trey with an E, Aaron with two A's. Yeah, that brings me, I've got news here where if you go over the speeding limit in Florida, you'll get 5 to 10 years in jail now that they passed that law. And all over the country, especially in Texas, we have more prisons than any other, you know, per square mile anywhere in the world in Texas. And they lobby. You can just Google it. Private prisons lobby for tougher laws, and it'll come up, a bunch of stories and news reports saying it's how wonderful it is. And they go lobby. They say, we want minor infractions, hard jail time. And they say, absolutely. And that's how it works. Look, when you go from 300,000 cops to 2 million cops, and then now they're going to have 2 million environmental enforcers, and they got, what is it, like 5 million CPS workers or something, or total social workers. I mean, the numbers are just off the charts. They're just everywhere, and they're going to find something to do. You know, you're going to get months in jail for a banana peel. You're going to get years in jail for a AA battery in your backyard. Your kid dropped out of a toy. But that's already happened, why I'm saying that. And it's not, in fact, I have the mainstream news articles here today where all of this is happening. And I have told my wife, do not go to the library anymore. And because she likes to go and the kids like it and they'll get like 20 books. And then we've got hundreds of books. We probably got 500 children's books we've bought. And then hundreds of my parents gave me and others, just piles of them. The kids read all the time. And I told my wife, I've said, do not go to the library anymore, because we get these library notices. Probably about to get SWAT teamed over this, admitting this. But and, you know, she's got to pay bills. She can't find it, so she's got to mail in $100 because she can't find the little book that they claim is $100, you know, as they got these fines. And I said, listen, they're going to come here and arrest us, okay? No more library, okay? No more. Now, not every area does it. Austin, that I know, doesn't come arrest you yet. But I don't take it for granted. I just do not go to the library. And I always get a receipt when I pump gas, because they'll SWAT team you for that.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
In this Another Untold Story, we would ask that you excuse our dirty talk. Now, with that said, we shall talk dirty by saying yada, yada, yada. Now, you hear people say that all the time, and they and you do not know what it means, what is said, what yada yada means, or how it came to be in our society and vocabulary. Yada yada yada. Believe it or not, it is part of a war being waged against you and your country. And since we are talking dirty talk, let's talk about the word people refer to as the F word. Most do not know the origin of that word either, and the true original meaning of it. And what does that word have to do with the word yada yada? Oh, it's quite a story that's not being told, as everyone uses these dirty words, but we tell it at anotheruntoldstory.com. It's quite a story, and a war story between good and evil at that. So go to anotheruntoldstory.com to learn the untold story of the dirty, dirty talk, yada, 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 and the effect of it on you and your nation.
For another untold story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com, 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 anotheruntoldstory.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Woman arrested for unreturned library books. And it's always the same. The person had checked out hundreds, and you can find a bunch of stories on Google. And then they forget one, or they lose one, or more often than not, they turn it in and somebody doesn't file it right. And it's not the librarians that are doing this. The police are just sitting around waiting with their attack dogs and the rest of it, just wanting something. Just, oh, give us something. Oh, man. Oh. And yeah, look at you homeschooling trash. We're going to get you. You're against the state. And they got them. They got these mental patients, psychopaths everywhere. All over the country, the feds are doing drills. And they've had this in Austin where I-35 gets shut down because some vet sees a box on the street and has a flashback. And they run up to the box and always act like it's real and freak out because they got to give their guys in black uniforms something to do to freak out about and fearmonger about. Just a nation of total cowardice. But again, they always treat it as real so that they can get everybody to keep reporting it. And the local report of the local Austin robot blew up a cardboard box by a trash can in downtown. And then everyone goes, oh, terrorists, oh, they're keeping me safe from them. Yeah, arresting you 2 days after your blockbuster video is not turned in. I've seen that in the news in Williamson County, and I know somebody it happened to. And when they say to the cops, they say, what do you mean? It's just a few days late. And they're like, shut up, you criminal. You know what you've done. We rule. Oh, it's so sick. Let's talk to Steve in Illinois. David just hung up. Then Tim, Jay, and others. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Good, hardcore criminal. You ever had a late library book?
Yeah, many of them.
Well, that's why I don't exactly. And again, I read these stories all the time where somebody pumps gas, the credit card goes through, but somehow then doesn't register, and they don't get a receipt. Boom, they call the cops, they arrest them, beat them up, felony, life's over, doesn't matter. If there's even video, you stick them the card in, they say, doesn't matter, should have made sure. So I always get that receipt, and then if it doesn't print, I go in and demand one, and they always ninny and fussle bustle, and I go, listen, you're not releasing them on me. You're not going to release them. Go ahead.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you. I wanted to mention something to you, and it might have been my question might have been answered by the last caller. But I live in a suburb of Chicago, and yesterday I was driving down the road with my kids in the car, and I came across this golf course that's closed down, and they had about five police trucks, you know, mobile command units and stuff in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
But these trucks were from a town about 30 miles away from us, and there was five officers in a parking lot in full military, looked like full military combat gear. And they had a big sign out there that just said police training in process.
Yeah, all over the country, that may have just been some regular training, but all over the country, it's federalization drills, it's federal musters. And the dumb cops don't even know that. They just say, it's federal program, we all muster and prepare to fight El Qaeda. And
Go ahead. I was just wondering, I mean, because I know that, you know, I'm a first-time caller, but I've been listening to your show for a while, you know, and I know that there's, like, martial law happening in certain parts of the country, and police state and stuff, and I'm just wondering if this could be, like, training for something like that, you know.
Oh, they did camp internment relocation drills in Chicago yesterday and the day before.
Really?
And in the stockyards. In a major city. Oh, which city is that? They did mass processing drills at the old stockyards. So, yes, sir. No, that was in Des Moines, Iowa. I've got to pull the article out. Sometimes my memory fails. That was just a couple days ago we covered that. Stay there. We'll talk more about it. Listen, you want to read about camps? It's in the Houston Chronicle. It's in the San Francisco Chronicle. It's in the government documents.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going through my news to see what city that was in a few days ago where they admitted they were doing drills for mass arrest, and they've taken over the old rodeo fairground slash beef processing facility. It's all over InfoWars and Prison Planet, but in a 70-second break, I can't find it. I'm going through like a stack of 200 articles here trying to find it. In-body scanners could warn doctors. Oh, I've got... I hate to mention something like that and then not have it in front of me, and my memory's failing on it. It's driving me up the wall. Somebody will call in. I want to say it was in, I know it's in the Midwest. It's just driving me crazy. Oh, it doesn't exist. Everything's fine. Government's wonderful. Let's go ahead and go to Tim in Montana. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to say hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I'm the Ron Paul organizer up here, and Jack McLam told you about that show that we had, and we packed the studio. And I got a couple things about JFK, but first I wanted to read, it's just like a one sentence long, it has to do with something your guest said yesterday. And I know the first part talks about the eugenics, which of course we all agree on. And this, the final quote is, at the base of this new world order is the ideology of women's empowerment, which erroneously sees the principal obstacles to a woman's fulfillment as the family and maternity. And then the fellow goes on to say, at this stage of the development of the new image of the new world, Christians, and not just them, but in any case, they, even more than others, have the duty to protest. And I sent you this article about an hour ago or so, and that is from Cardinal Ratzinger in September 19th of 2000.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it appears that he is not only aware of what's going on, but that he's not for it. Now, that's just... And some of the other... The good news is we've had a lot... We heckled Bill Clinton yesterday. He was here. We've passed out over 1,000 endgames.
Thank you, sir.
In our town. And I gave one about 2 or 3 weeks ago to a 9/11 commission person named Bob Carey. And I also gave him, I can't give away all of your videos, so I edited down a couple of Griffin's and three of yours and lay out the 20th century, and I gave him one of those, too. He was not very happy at a couple of us who... We're asking him some tough questions.
Well, the power of folks like you out there handing out the films are, my films and other films, are the most effective tool because we're a visual society. That's how people take in information. They'll sit down, they'll watch it, and it really wakes people up. It's 1,000 times more effective than just talking to somebody. And talking's still good, but I mean, films are changing people's lives, and I really appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Jay in Florida, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jones.
Yes.
How are you doing there today, sir?
Good.
Wonderful. Yeah, I wish you could get outside and enjoy that weather. I enjoy that weather, too. Yeah, so I just wanted to let everybody know out there that this is a real call. We don't need propaganda in our revolution. You know, just go look at AlexJonesMoneyBomb.com, and you'll see we're on the move, and soon you'll be licking our boots. Okay, that's a first, because we had some questions about fake callers and stuff. So number
what
two,
is that? What does that mean? Let me just stop you, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, I know you're being sarcastic, and it's kind of a prank call, and that's fine and dandy. But, I mean, if you dislike me or whatever, and I'm sure the type that also posts that I have, that all my calls are screened and fake, but here you are calling in, just go ahead and make whatever point you want.
Okay, my point was there's so much, you know, we've been talking about the disinformation in our movement that's out there with, you know, all the videos, Zygist, and all that stuff that's out there. And I appreciate everything you do. And I was just really wondering, there's one thing that I was, that I've been looking at, because I've been studying the Illuminati.
Stay there. I'm sure you really do appreciate me. I'll come back and let you finish up.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I'm glad I've expanded the radio show to 4 hours, because I've only gone for an hour and 5 minutes. I feel like I haven't covered enough yet. I got so much I want to get to. We got Jim Tucker coming in. Jason Burmes is going to pop in for about 10 minutes with this crazy story of the screw loose changers admitting, yeah, I'm getting my microchip in the military, but so what? It's good. I love it. So people really going through a lot of denial there. And, of course, more of your phone calls. We're rocketing through those right now as fast as I can. Going back to Jay in Florida. Okay, maybe I'm stupid, but I'm missing the points you're making. It sounds somewhat sarcastic, but go ahead and try to make your point.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, Alex. I was just joking around there. You know, you like to joke, I like to joke. So
no, I know. I'm saying I'm stupid. I didn't get the joke, but go ahead.
Oh, I was just yesterday. You had said that you had reports that people said that it was on the internet that these calls weren't real and that, you know, it was staged or whatever. And I was just trying to make a point that this is not staged. We don't need to stage our things because we are real. You know, and I mean, I'm helping out on the AlexJonesMoneyBomb.com. I've pledged. And I just, my one question for you is, I was just looking at John Todd. Have you done any research on that guy?
Who is it?
He claims he's from the 70s. Remember back in the 70s when there was big revivals against rock music and the whole Christian thing was really in a revival kind of movement, the mid-70s? I remember getting like the Peters Brothers tapes on Backward Masking the Evils of Rock and Roll. This guy says he came out of the occult and he was a member of the Illuminati and he was on the Council of 13. You can go on YouTube and listen to all of his old tapes. And supposedly, he preached for a few years, his life is threatened, and then he gets caught up in something that lands him in jail, and they say that he was set up for driving some girl across the country, and the Illuminati finally got him. And the thing that's interesting about it is, if you listen to his stuff, he explains the Federal Reserve, the way that the Illuminati controls everything, their signs. He does go really a little bit crazy on the rock and roll aspect of the occult. And
look, I just, you know, I don't know about that, and I really have found that a lot of those guys, I mean, there's people who pop up all the time claiming they're Illuminati this, New World Order that, and you know, they'll show you their Mason ring, and then they put them on the religious circuit to go around and scare everybody. You know, I just cover the news I have in front of me of what they're doing, and I try to stick to that, and so I don't really spend a lot of time, you know, with those other groups and organizations that are out there. So,
yeah, I mean, I've seen these other guys who say, you know, they're a part. This is the only guy that really makes me question. I was just calling to see because I'm trying to get to the bottom of his thing because, you know, putting the pieces together here, which you do really well, man, and I appreciate all your films. And
okay, well, listen, I appreciate your call, and it's good to talk to you, Jay. Trying to move through these calls quick here. I'm not criticizing any individual or any group or any people. It's just I can't really comment on somebody who I don't know who they are. Okay? I mean, people all the time email me and they say, you know who this person is and you haven't covered it and you need to cover it. And I mean, there are millions of people I don't know who they are. I heard some PhD guy on the radio yesterday about vaccines who I thought was great and he turns out it's a pretty big, and I didn't even know who he was. So I just try to stick with what you can prove, what you know is real. I mean, I got a lot of criticism because I wouldn't talk about Planet X in 98, 99, 2000, 2001, 2002. And people said I was covering up that. You know, a lot of it is if I can't prove something, I don't cover it. And I just don't know about all these groups and all this stuff. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Will in Philly. You're on the air.
Good day, sir. I love you when you're in the mood like this. I really do. It's great. The last caller, I could tell it was a... Sometimes you get caught up in the moment. You think it's some guy pranking, but I could tell he was just, you know, he was just mirroring your sarcasm. John Todd was talking about the stuff in 1978, Alex, and I believe... I've been looking at this stuff for about 15 years myself, and I think my discernment's on point. This guy was on point, and suddenly he disappeared. But I called you to talk about, I forgot to tell you, the last couple times we talked, I called Stu Bykofsky, the jagoff from Philadelphia Daily News, and I, he says, I got it on record. You can go to my MySpace. I can give that out later if it's okay, but he says he contends that he didn't write the headline, and that's how it is in journalism. I'm not familiar with that. Can you speak to that?
That is the case. Editors, about half the time.
Same time, Jones, he said in the article itself, now he tells me, now, if you look at the context of the article, I never said anything like that. Now, I said, well, look, I got it right here. You say 1 month from the anniversary, I'm thinking another 9/11 would help America. He says, I said that? Are you on the Internet with that? I said, no, I have the daily newspaper right here. If you want to hear the first conversation about 6-7 months ago, a little after the story broke, you can go to my MySpace, myspace.com/Paze. PAYZE, and there's also that's the prelude to a song that I have that features you, and I think you would like it very much. It's called Victim's Revenge, and it has you cleverly. I'm a humble man. I'm my own worst critic, but I put you cleverly throughout the song, saying things.
Well, I appreciate that, but let me go back here. Yeah, I interviewed that guy and tore him up. And they admit what they've done. They admit what they said. And he does say in the article that I'm thinking another 9/11 would be good. And then we have Republican memos and government memos saying the same thing and PNAC saying it before it happened. So, he just got their arrogance. He got caught with his pants down, and he did write articles trying to backtrack, saying, that's not what I meant. You know, the editor said that, but then the, I'm going from memory here, but the editor then came out and said, no, that's basically what he says here in the article, and then they stood by it. So, he's engaged in a lot of disinfo. Good to hear from you. Speaking of not being able to remember, the earlier caller at the end of the last hour was asking about seeing police run around in camo and weird drills going on. Then I mentioned how at a giant stockyards fairground that one of the largest in the country, that the government had taken it over for a month to do drills. And then it turned out they actually arrested illegal aliens and did raids of whole families and put them in there. But Rex 84 and then current documents say that they will set the camps up in the name of illegals, get the people accepting it because, oh, well, they're getting them out of here, and then really use it on political dissidents. We're seeing a lot of activity right now, kind of like troop movements. You know, that's how you can tell when something's about to happen. Well, this is similar to troop movements. Now, though, they've had so many big drills, they get bigger and bigger. This could be a buildup to something in the future, could be a prelude to something now or in the near future. I don't know. But it was Des Moines, Iowa. I just wanted to be sure. I said Des Moines, Iowa, and then I questioned my memory on that. As predicted last week, ICE has begun factory raids of illegal aliens in Iowa. We were able to predict that. Lee Rogers was. Des Moines Register and Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier reported that FEMA and ICE took over the National Cattle Congress Fairgrounds in Waterloo, Iowa, until May 25th. And began moving trailers and generators onto the location 2 weeks ago. And then Lee Rogers accurately predicted that they were going to first arrest a bunch of illegal aliens as the pretext for that. But then ICE admits it's also a drill for everybody else. It's a mass disaster drill. So when they start mixing drills with reality, you better look out. And we're on record saying that, you know, a decade ago, that they would do this first to illegal aliens and then to citizens. And you go, well, what do you want? You say arrest the illegals. No, I'm saying arrest the illegals, deport them, but at the same time, the best way to do this is prosecute employers. I don't hire illegal aliens myself. You know how hard it is to find a part-time nanny who's not from Latin America? Not that I'm against a Latin American nanny. It's that they're all illegal aliens. Do you have any idea how hard it is to get somebody to clean your house? Because I have somebody clean my house because I'm busy working all the time. I can either do that or clean my house. Comes twice a week, and I mean, it is hard. You got to pay about twice as much for an American, but I do that. So I try to, you know, walk the walk, talk, you know, if you talk the talk, you walk the walk. Oh, man. But there it is for you, and the headline is Illegal Alien Raid, Part of FEMA Camp Drill. You can just Google that, and you'll find it at Infowars.com or RevGovernment.com. Another site out there with good info. Okay, and then there's Chicago Citizens Reject Terror Drill, fear-mongering, about 350 out of an expected 4,000 participants in bio-attack processing exercise at Sears Center Arena, the latest opportunity for authorities to grandstand, fear-monger, and practice processing citizens through a de facto internment camp fell flat on its face yesterday when just 350 of an expected 4,000 turned up to participate in a mock terror drill at Chicago's Sears Center Arena. And, boy, if you want to look at a picture of bedwetters, folks, this picture of this crowd of people, the type of ninnying chicken neck that would actually hear a government fear-mongering event and practice going to a sports stadium to be processed, I mean, it's just incredible. And it goes on to say, an elaborate public health drill Thursday that organizers had hoped would use thousands of volunteers to help test the Chicago area's response to a possible bioterrorism attack instead drew fewer than 350 people, and one beleaguered Cook County board president reports the Chicago Tribune. The exercise, estimated to cost $80,000, was mandated and funded by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, which has called for health departments nationwide to coordinate drills since the terrorist attacks of 9/11. The government mandates drills since the government attacks of 9/11. Authorities practice processing citizens through the de facto internment camp and giving them mandatory pharmaceutical products injections. It goes on. Paul's excellent article on that. Here's the actual Chicago Tribune article. Big public health drill has small turnout in Hoffman Estates, but Stroger makes a guest appearance. That's the name of the councilman. Okay, I know we got a lot of other callers, and we're going to get to you. 1-800-259-9231. Got Jim Tucker popping in. Did the Bilderberg Group really meet last week in Greece? Did they, after 35 years, finally beat us? And did we miss the location? Did they have it early? Or is this an elaborate disinfo ploy? We'll get Jim Tucker's take on it coming up in about 40 minutes. Burmese is going to be popping in last 10 minutes of this hour to talk about the 9/11 debunkers. They're getting their microchips now. Seriously. A bunch of stupid CENTCOM goofs. And they're kind of having a moment of confusion over it.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Gentlemen, a little bit late getting back in because I was doing a local phone-in to 590 KLBJ, or was it 93.7 KLBJ, the FM, plugging my movie showing of Truth Rising this Saturday and Sunday at the Alamo Draft House. It is almost sold out. I'm just going to let you know now that the Saturday is almost sold out right now. The Sunday has got, I don't know, they said like 30% of the tickets left, but that's kind of a illusion because they hold about 10% of the tickets back for the day of at the door. They just do that because they want people to be able to walk up for some reason, which is fine with me. So you can also get in line, and I don't want to discourage people to not come. So I hope to see you there. I'll be giving a speech before each event. People are asking when the film's going to be out. It's not going to be out for a month and a half or so. I've still got to make the cover, make the DVD menu, get it mass-produced. We are just showing it at the Alamo to really get your feedback. We might even tweak a few things next week on it after we get your feedback on it. Oh, there is so much here that I want to go over, and also your phone calls. Tell you what I want to do right now. Let's just go ahead and take a call, and we'll come back in the long segment and get more into this news. And let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I just got a membership to the Prison Planet TV, and I was really happy with it. And I liked that picture you drew of Osama bin Laden. Maybe you could auction that off on eBay or something.
I think that's in a pile of papers that already been thrown away, but yeah, that's quite a Picasso, isn't it?
It was lovely. I like the sword.
Hey, yesterday I drew some pictures for people.
I must have missed it.
The technocratic superstructure, advanced technology continuum?
I think I may have caught it. What I wanted to ask you was, I've been talking to people in my family, and some of them pretty influential. I have an uncle who's the CEO of a company. He's just written a book. And
well done, Lord Vader.
He likes a lot of the... a lot of the things I tell him about the show. And I wanted you also to pose a question of Burmese also later.
Burmese?
What would he say were some of maybe the most compelling? Because when I talk to these people, you know, anyone in general, and I try to give this information out, what are the kind of the most compelling points he'd make about 9/11 and then, you know, kind of...
Well, I would give him Terror Storm. And, I mean, I really think that's the best film on government-sponsored terror. The best way to convince somebody is to show them that the government's been caught over and over again admitting, and that other governments do it too, staging terror. You see, then you've already won the argument. Well, wait, they've done it before. Well, wait, they've got the motive. Well, wait, the government wrote memos and Pentagon documents saying they wanted to stage more attacks. And then you've got them. And then you go into the evidence. That's the most effective.
Right.
Instead, the Pentagon's hiring people to run around in Hitler mustaches screaming and yelling and putting it on Howard Stern. So trying to make people think that's who we are. But it's going to fall flat on its face, too. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, when I told him, because he's in pharmaceuticals, I said the word eugenics. He said, oh, that's a real politically loaded word. How do you
stay there. We'll talk more about it on the other side. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Okay, we're going to go back to the caller, then Burmese is going to pop in for a moment. We got Jim Tucker coming up. Ton of news I haven't gotten to yet, and I mean a ton. I've got three huge stacks here. And the reason I don't usually cover but about 10% of it is you can't do justice to any of it. I don't even want to mention that they're training police coast to coast to look for roadside bombs without getting into the fact that that's meant to train them to federalize. That's the cover story for having the military come in, and then why I know that and the whole history of that and how I got their secret documents there because an idiot FBI agent gave us the classified ones on I-35 when they were running a takeover drill in Belton instead of the public release. They got so mad about that. That's on the web and in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. But right now, going back briefly here, just to finish up with Chris in Florida, you had one other point you wanted to make?
I guess most succinctly, how would you sum up that eugenics was the umbrella science that everything sort of, you know, grew up around?
Well, notice he said, well, that's kind of a politically charged term. See, right. that's kind of a out of control, you know.
Fascism.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's always said about it. But well, people aren't being reasonable about eugenics. I mean, there's some good things about it. That's kind of the attitude that comes out of the establishment. It's simple. Darwin and his cousin Sir Francis Galton, they developed the idea of the theory of social Darwinism, that the elite killing us, murdering us, enslaving us is good because it's survival of the fittest, and they're making us stronger by doing it and getting rid of the useless eaters. That's a Hitler quote that he got from, of course, a eugenicist that came before him. And then when you look at the heads of all the major modern sciences, you look at what, I mean, Sir Francis Galton, no doubt, had like 180 IQ. The guy, before they were even doing IQs, I mean, the guy did develop something like 20 sciences. I mean, it's just insane. Major branches. And certainly a lot of those, that research did give good findings. And there is some, you know, truth to breeding and genetics and intelligence, and there is something to be said for some of, you know, so obviously, but it's the way they go about it, what they're pushing, what they're trying to do. So a lot of people go, well, eugenics sounds good to me, but they don't understand what the true final penultimate goal of eugenics is. That is exterminating their competition, the bad sons or the rogues that grow up out of the midst. That's, it's really trying to dumb the mass down for orderly extermination, not just orderly extermination of the dumb mass, but actually orderly extermination of everybody but the elite. The ultimate form of war, and you look at the beginnings of computers, the founder of the modern computer, Thomas Watson. You look at the founders of the human genome. I mean, it's right there out of the Cold Springs Harbor with the former top eugenist scientist running the human genome. Remember having to quit last year calling, saying blacks weren't human, basically. Another Mr. Watson, not related to Thomas Watson of IBM. And then you find out that Prince Philip, Ted Turner, their mommy, their daddy, their grandpa were all obsessed. The Rockefellers, over 100 eugenics groups they set up. Planned Parenthood, the list goes on and on. Funding Hitler, funding the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. You find out that the name social services, the social workers, the assessments, bioethics, all of it's out of eugenics. It all, our entire, the royalty and the international banking cartels bought into this when it was rock star popular, the law in the U.S. to sterilize and kill babies and everything else you can imagine. They adopted it. That was only 70, 80 years ago in its total heyday. I guess 60, we talk about World War II. And when it kind of got in trouble publicly, and so all the institutions were set up along these lines. The institutions were set up to do this and carry this out. So Endgame covers it, and as shocking as Endgame is, it isn't one inch down the well. I mean, the rabbit hole is so deep that it would just blow your mind. And it takes intense, I mean, we've read scores of books here, research, sent off for university letters, just spent sometimes 18 hours freaking out looking at it all. And then you can't even put it in a film. It's so horrible, you can't even, and now they turn into the transhumanist, and they say it's eugenics, and they're going to force us to have chips, and they're going to micromanage us and remote control us, and they say it, that it's official government policy to do it, and it doesn't matter, the CENTCOM guys will just giggle and snicker as they listen, and then help implement it. Them first, because they'll make us, because they had to do it. I mean, it's everything, sir. It's what drives them. It's what they believe in. It's 800 years ago in ancient England or in the city of Paris, you know, the king of Paris, the king of France, as he was known, had a very small area, actually, really. I digress. It doesn't matter. Germany wasn't unified till Bismarck, France right before that. But I digress into history. All knowledge is like endless halls of data, and then once you start down one, you go into another. Then how they all interconnect and how it all you know, goes together. 800 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,300 years ago, with Plato and the Republic, he said we're going to have a suboid mass that we breed to be dumb and servile that we'll control. And that if we get better machines, we can exterminate them because, and he like foresaw large mechanical devices in factories. I mean, these are geniuses, but very cold and very evil. And he said, we won't even need as many of the slaves then, or we can just kill them out. And he coined the term eugenics, meaning eternal youth, or the gods, man becoming Mount Olympus. That's what it is. Eternal youth means godhood. You know, they don't die. Gods don't die. They can create. You know, that's why they want genetic engineering. It's all about playing God. Put yourself in that mindset. And then, the, you know, the nobles knew how to control populations. They would keep the population on 5, 10% of the land, starving at subsistence level, a foot and a half shorter from malnutrition generationally than the elites, riding around on their horses all clean, laughing at the peasants with vomit down the front of them, starving to death with, you know, a third of their children born from in utero retardation from lack of nourishment. They have that same problem in many rural areas of China. A third of the kids are retarded. You know, just enjoying riding by all the poor, retarded people. And while they would, that was their enjoyment. I mutate you. I starve you. I control. And then that's their mode to keep their control. Only they could have bows. Only they could have knives. Only they could have swords and shields. They were a different species. See, they thought that 1,000 years ago. Plato thought that 2,350-something years ago. And so this is their philosophy. This is their idea. This is their power trip. This is their looking down their nose at you. This is who they are. This is what they do. Do you understand?
Yep.
Okay, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Okay, let's shift gears. I don't want to give these disinfo Pentagon operatives, and they are, folks. I've met them. I've run into them. A lot, some of them are camp follower, useful idiot mockingbirds that magnify what's being said. And when you go on their site, they, you know, it's all 1st Battalion, you know, fighting the chickens. You know, we're fighting the anti-American Al-Qaeda supporters. And we've tracked a lot of their handles, other guys that attack us on Dig and our own message boards. They'll even put out their own MySpace. You go to it, it's them in their uniform. You see the PSYOP patch with the skull. They're bragging. I mean, they're not even good. I mean, I guess the government's so arrogant that, and they've put so many idiots into PSYOPs that they don't understand you lose all your effect when you go out and admit you're with PSYOPs, you dummies. And, I mean, it's, but again, some of you are just camp followers, and you see them posting. Where's that printout you had in here? Oh, here it is. And we were, he was on the Pentagon website last night, the disinfo site, lavishloosechange.com or whatever it is. Corkscrew, loose change. And Burmis was on the site, and he goes, look at this, and he linked through over to the James Randi Educational Foundation, where they debunk everything but don't really debunk it. It's actually Lord High Protectorville, you know, where they deny China takes organs and they deny there's mercury in vaccines while the government admits it. And, I mean, just basically whatever the government line is, James Randi does. And then he exposes a few magicians and then claims we're all magicians when he's a magician, too. And he admits he's a former magician. He's just a master magician engaged in larger deceptions. And so they're on the James Randi thing, and they're talking about how he's getting his microchip. Why don't you read this and cover it in your own way?
Sure thing. The guy starts out saying, okay, this sounds like fun. I had to get a medical checkup today. I was not due for a physical for another 5 years, but for some reason had to go in right away, they said. Go now. Pick up your medical records. Head to the medical center. I do. I get checked out head to toe, and after I pass, they stamp this on my medical records, and it's posted over there, but you can see it. RFID, big letters, okay? I'm getting chipped. I got selected for the 1% of combat troops in my division.
By the way, that's disinfo. They always claim your city's been chosen for Delta Force training. Your city's been trained for bomb disposal. You're the first. You're the only one. No, buffoon. Officers, many officers in select categories got chips 5 years ago. Go ahead.
Yeah. And he says, to get one to monitor, quote-unquote, stress patterns, Alex, for upcoming deployment. Now, I just want to stop right there. Remember, chips were only supposed to have an ID number that if they scanned it, then there'd be a database. Well, this chip somehow reads stress patterns. Isn't that just amazing, Alex? It's not just a number anymore. So he goes on and he says, so I have a date when it goes in, but no date when it comes out. I don't want to say this is for nefarious purposes, but I don't see any reason to have this in me because I'm not deployed for another 9 to 10 months. Congrats, no. Moonbats. You were right about something for once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he actually.
But then they go on the Randi forum and say we're still bad not to like it.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is that a couple of them are pretty disgusted. They can't even believe that, you know, this guy's actually getting chipped. And they ask him about it. They say, well, why don't you refuse it? And he's just like, he toes the line. well, I lose my military career. That's disobeying a lawful order.
No, you're now known as a jackass. They're going to do more to you, stupid guinea pig.
Absolutely. And they got wind of this, and you know, they're like, oh, well, now they're going to talk about cyborgs. Listen, the chip has been implemented for over a decade. They do have brain chips. All you have to do is look up Blind Can See Now, and they have it set up. So they put a chip in your brain, and they hook it up to a small camera where your iris is.
And see, that's all fine and dandy. The point is, the Pentagon reports, and we have a list of them. I put it in my book. It was in Wired today, which is a whitewash. You go read the actual reports. It says that they're going to make the military take brain chips.
Yeah.
And we told you, dummies, they were going to first put one under your skin, then it was going to get more advanced. We've played the top futurist, you know, the top marshal, the head futurist, like 90 years old, the Pentagon, says they're going to put you on drugs, remote control you. I mean, I'm not the one, guys. I'm sorry that reality is dawning for you. And that this is all happening, but we only cover the facts here. And no amount of black propaganda with your buddies running around in Hitler mustaches claiming to be us is going to help you.
Yeah, I think the two major points that should dissuade anybody from being pro-RFID under the skin are the fact that the Jacobs family went on the Today Show right after 9/11, said, oh, we're taking government chips, it's so great.
But it turned out they really worked for the company.
Yeah, they got a huge
bonus. They claimed, but they didn't say that on the news.
Like,
oh, the company, I just go.
They signed a huge contract. And then the second thing is that Dobbs, back in December.
Well, the weird thing is the kid died hitting a light pole.
Yeah, on a motorcycle accident. Yeah. That is kind of bizarre.
A little goblin.
Well, you know, I feel
I'm
bad
for anybody.
I'm saying
it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, you know, they took chips as a family on TV because of terrorism.
But they were the ugliest looking little family I'd ever seen in my life.
All right.
Well, they really were little demonic puds.
Well, I think what's scarier now, Alex, is that the Mexican government is actually announcing that they want to do away with passports for people who live in Guatemala and south of Mexico, and they just want to chip people. They're saying, well, if you want to come into Mexico now legally, you're going to be chipped.
No, I know. And then that was mainstream news, and then the Mexican Attorney General made his employees take it. U.S. companies are making them take it. I had the police chief of Bergen County on, and then I always get an email going, there's not police chiefs of counties. There is in New Jersey, Jack. I had him on, and he goes, yes, I will make everyone take chips. He says, I can't wait to make everyone take chips.
Yeah, and the Mexican Attorney General thing you're talking about is back in 2004, 4 years ago, and 144 of his employees took it for quote-unquote security purposes.
And that was the first wave. They just said, take it or you leave your job. And these are all PSYOP tests, you dummies.
Yeah.
I feel so sorry for these guys.
Yeah.
But I was reading the comments in there this morning, and it's, you know, people going, oh, it's good. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, on top of all of everything we just talked about, of the control modes and the fact that RFIDs aren't our friend, they cause cancer, Alex. Last year they did a study. They found it caused cancer in rats. Of course, having an RFID tag under your skin that emits a radio frequency, folk, is going to cause cancer.
Well, they're
going to
argue that it's only when it gets pinged does it do that. But I mean, here's an example. They put up radio readers all over the country that are standardized. They call it K-Tag, Texas Tag, Smart Tag, you know, any little Pavlovian term they give the idiots. But then they admit, and it's come out, because I read it in Pentagon documents first, who designed all this, and then later it's in the news as they introduced it to slaves, that they're reading them all over this country. They've got readers everywhere. And so they know your name, and they're tracking you. I told everybody that that they had whole floors of every phone company was NSA, because I read it in the Telecommunications Act. Now it came out last year. I told everybody they're tracking your cell phone even when it's off. Now they're flipping them on at the emergency management centers where the cops type your name in, and real-time your phone comes up. All designed for control. Mm-hmm. And it turns out when they were developing cell phones in the 70s, they knew that it gave all the rats cancer. Now there's hundreds of university studies where you get a massive increased fold in a rare tumor right where the cell phone's at, and they call us conspiracy theories there. At the Randy Foundation says that, too. Just everything's a lie. Just everything we say, the government loves you, everything's fine, the government never lies, they're never bad, you can trust them, and then meanwhile, in Florida, you're going to get 5 to 10 years in prison for speeding.
Yeah, that's the way it is. I mean, if you don't understand, RFIDs are a total mode of control. It's to make you a product. It's to make you something that's on a shelf at Walmart.
Well, basically, it's more than that. The Pentagon, who developed them at MIT, was actually developed for proximity detonators in World War II. That's why the flak, the shells wouldn't blow up our planes, but would, you know, destroy their planes whenever they were, you know, during the Battle of Britain and the rest of it. They already had it implemented. But the smaller RFID, that was the smaller than a a grain of sand, but maybe, I mean, much smaller. They had that a decade ago. Hitachi's got it. And they say that all real products will be like in cyberspace, where they can Google where that tin can was, or they can Google that battery. So when the toy, so when the battery falls out of your toy and it's in your backyard, they can come give you 5 years for the folks. It's already happening. 5 years for that battery because they were able to scan that that battery was in your backyard.
Oh, how lovely!
Oh yeah, when your insurance is out. They're already scanning your license plates, and Texas almost passed this the last two legislative sessions, the last 4 years, where the minute your insurance is out, they're going to arrest you.
Oh, great.
But the police have been ordered to leave the illegals alone, though. It's all selectively enforced.
Like everything.
And I told you they'd put face scanners in to, quote, stop liquor and cigarettes for kids. Now AP, now other papers are reporting that, yes, it's going in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, face scanners... biometrics, thumb scanners, all that stuff is on the forefront. It's coming.
Well, the Pentagon said it was to control you, and they call it a total control grid. They call it a grid. They designed it.
Well, when I talked to Tommy Thompson of, you know, the ex-head of Health and Human Services about this, he really tried to marginalize it. And he said, oh, well, it's great for keeping track of inventory. Now, inventory to me is a code word for people and soldiers.
But then he said he wouldn't take a chip.
Yeah, well, the first thing I prefaced it with was, well, you went on TV back in 2005, and you were on all these shows saying you were going to take one of these chips from Verichip with a company that you were working for, essentially. And he's like, well, first of all, I didn't take a chip.
It wasn't essentially. He was on the payroll.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. He was on the board, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the board. And I think that was while he was the head of Health and Human Services.
But see, Tommy Thompson doesn't exist. And that national trip to hundreds of high schools saying, get chips, that didn't exist either.
Yeah, the whole chip
Yeah, there's
thing.
Not a program to recruit the preachers for Homeland Security to tell their flocks to turn their guns in, though it's admitted year after I reported it. There's no program to tell kids to take chips, even though what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Like, the crazy thing is you can go on eBay and you can get a whole kit for about $10.
That reads it.
That yeah, and then you can sign up for a program where basically you're a dog and you can locate yourself everywhere. You hear that, parents? You can chip your kids right now if you'd like to for $15 on eBay.
But you're criticizing it so it doesn't exist. You're crazy. Get out of here, Moonbat.
All right, later
get
on.
Get out of here. It doesn't exist. And neither does all the government-sponsored terror that they've declassified.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Here's one: chip implants linked to animal tumors. Associated Press. That doesn't exist, huh? Randy Foundation.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
The Denial Foundation.
I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom.
We've got the federal statistics up on Infowars.com. Thousands of times better chance of dying in an automobile accident than you do every year of dying of terrorism, even when the 3,000 deaths of 9/11 are averaged in. If you believe terrorism really comes from men in caves, that they can run it all, but the government can't. It's too complex for the government, but it is not too complex for the men in caves. That you have a 10-plus time chance to die by hitting a deer that caused you to wreck and kill yourself than you do dying by terrorist, and hundreds of times the chance of drowning. That doesn't matter, does it? Because we've got to federalize the police. It was the day after Thanksgiving, 1998. Mike Hansen did camera work for me, driving along from doing a construction job in Waco. He's driving through Belton, south of there. And he sees U.S. Army troops running around. He was in the Army. And he was thinking, that's strange. They were searching a Greyhound bus. And he pulls over, and police walk up, Lieutenant Best, and says, turn your camera off. And Mike says, no, it's America. So they start threatening him on video. And that goes on and on for a while. And then they park all these dump trucks in front, but Mike goes ahead and just goes around him and talks to the people who've been waiting 9 hours, then it was 12 hours, then it went on. Mike said, you can't stop me from going in Dairy Queen. But then the cops threatened him to arrest him. He didn't turn his camera off, so he did do that to go eat because he was out there for hours. You know, they're the lordships. They tell you not to videotape. And they said, yeah, they just tell us there's a terrorist and a bomb. But then they told the news it was a drill, and it was a drill. It turned out Greyhound was working with them all over the country and letting their unwitting passengers, who tend to be poor, tend to not know what's going on, not be able to defend themselves, perfect group. See, these drills always go live now. I've got Marines arresting U.S. citizens in Swanboro, North Carolina, on video, quote, a drill, that goes live with the police. That was when they were getting rid of Posse Comitatus. We told you they were, and you said it was a conspiracy theory, and now they've announced they've gotten rid of it. We're always right, but again, I guess the debunkers will just say that they didn't get rid of Posse Comitatus when they did, but then you'll say they did, but it's good. It's called double thinking, my friends. Crime Stop. And you do it well. When you see a story like this, the AP carried, Homeland Security to train cops to combat roadside bombs. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is holding a workshop in Fayetteville to teach local law enforcement agencies how to handle roadside bombs, reports the AP. No, not in Iraq, but here in America. Now, it says the Department's Office of Bomb Prevention will host Tuesday's workshop. Now, the FBI pulled up to threaten Mike in Belton after about 2 hours and said, look, here's a press release. Get out of here. Well, he gave us a press release on top, and then under it was a classified, not for distribution. It's on the website. It's in the film, Police State 2, The Takeover. Not for distribution, internal for police departments. And it said, bomb disposal is a cover for a covert military assistance program in 77 counties, warrant service, arrest, apprehension. It just lists just scores of things and says it's a huge secret covert program with the U.S. Army out of Fort Hood, 77 counties, rapid reaction force. And if you need our military to address in, you know, uniforms that aren't identified, that, you know, because you'll see troops when they're with them. It won't say police. It'll be a black uniform just like the police, but it won't be local. Criminal, secret, wicked. Just like they've been taking your blood for 35 years. Criminal, secret, wicked, at birth. And now Bush signs an bill last week making it legal. Criminal, 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 criminal. Take a newborn baby's blood for Homeland Security. Criminal, 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 criminal.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, so it sounds ridiculous when you see an AP headline like Homeland Security to train cops to combat roadside bombs in the U.S. You think, well, there's no bombing going on. But, you know, that's to train the public, A, to ninny when they see a paper box blowing around or anything. Just, men in black uniforms, save me. We're going to get Jim Tucker on in the next segment. In fact, go ahead and get him lined up. And then we've got this 911 call where this guy's breaking in, attacking this woman, and she calls 911. And the 911 operator says, I could care less what happens to you. Starts cussing at her. And the reason I want to play this is then we're going to play another piece where a gun club was meeting with concealed carry holders and others. And the police, they always meet at this restaurant. And the police came in and went ahead and took their guns and arrested some of them. And there's no law, but the cops just said, look, we arrest you for that. And that's like Texas. You can walk around with a gun on your hip, but don't try it. The SWAT team will kill you within minutes. Every few weeks you hear about an apartment complex or neighborhood shut down, and it always turns out later that, it's deer season. It's really bad during deer season, or it's duck season, or it's turkey season, or the guy's going to the range. And I'll never forget when this happened to me, I guess about 15 years ago. I was walking out of my apartment. And my Mustang was parked right outside my apartment, and I went and opened the hatch back up and laid a deer rifle in there. And I went back in the house, was doing something, and 5 minutes later, a cop pulls up. He's walking around. He's like, have you seen somebody with a gun? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going deer hunting. He's like, okay, we got a report of one. Can I see it? And back then, I was young and dumb and was like, well, yeah, here, man. That's your country, dude, just filth, trash, chicken-necked weaklings everywhere, just shaking in cowardly fear. And they've got this city council meeting where they're there going, I think they should have banned the guns. I think they should have gotten them. And to protest at the gun owners because in that particular state, you know, it's concealed carry open. You can take them in the town hall meeting and they've got guns there. And the citizens are going, I'm scared. They've got guns. I only want police to have them. The average, and I haven't looked this up in years, so you can look it up, but you'll find that 5-6 years ago, this was the number. I haven't looked it up since then. I want to be careful with statistics because they change. But, in fact, let me just, I can't do it now. I want you Google average 9/11 call, national, try this, national average 9/11 call time or 9/11 response time. That should get it, 9/11 response time. Find the national average for me. But it used to be 11 and a half minutes, roughly. Now, let me give you a newsflash. If somebody breaks in my house, upstairs and two places downstairs, I got instant access pistol safes. I just bam, bam, bam. So five, you know, key with, you know, pinky once, index once, middle finger twice, you know, index again. I'm not giving my actual codes, but they're all different anyways. The point is, boom, pops open. And you're dead. My wife, my children come first. It's not that I even want to kill you to act tough or have some macho thing. People that think citizens with guns are like that. Believe me, I don't want you bleeding all over my house. I don't want to have to kill you and fill out the paperwork. But, in fact, if you're trying to break in my back door, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to go into a crouch position, and I'm going to shoot you. And that's just how it works, how the cookie crumbles. That's because my life comes first, not yours, you drugged-out idiot on government narcotics trying to come in my house. I'm not going to call 911. It's a joke. I mean, if we had officers on every street corner and I called 911, that would take 10 seconds to call it, 10 seconds for them to answer, 20 seconds for me to explain I'm at this address and this guy's breaking in. And then it would take them a minute to arrive and a minute to, I mean, 11 and a half minutes is actually pretty fast. It's just not going to happen. If you do that, you're dead. And that's why Chicago and New York have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, depending on the year, the crime rates of places like Phoenix, Arizona, or Austin, Texas. Because you carjack somebody around here, or you come into somebody's house, about half the time they're going to kill you. And we got all these cowardly, weak, domesticated people that are scared of us having guns. Leave the country, scum!
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jim Tucker got his time zones wrong. You got to tell him five times. Reportedly, that's what I'm told, that he was told that 1 o'clock Central, he thought that was 1 o'clock Eastern. He went to lunch, so he'll probably be on next hour. Hey, we have 4 hours now. So when hosts get their time zones wrong, we got his home number and two office numbers. Because I really want to know. I want to know if Tucker thinks that Bilderberg.org, Tony Gosling, who's always been a good source in the past, that Bilderberg, for the first time in 30-something years, was able to evade us, was able to have a meeting without us having representatives there to cover what they were doing and have moles inside at the five-star resorts tell us during and after what they were doing. This is very important intelligence gathering for us each year, but this just whets my appetite to find out what Jim thinks. We also got a call into Estelin, so if it isn't today, it'll be tomorrow. The fun we have with time zones, man. Holy mackerel. But you know what? I got a ton of news I want to cover, and we got Scott, Dave, Randy, Leo, Kyle, and many, many others. Let me just cover news right now for a few minutes, and then I will get to your phone calls, okay? Okay, Homeland Security to train cops to combat roadside bombs in America. Yes, we got to spend billions and billions a year in every state. They put $2 billion in Boston of cameras in alone to fight Al-Qaeda. Just got to fight that Al-Qaeda, man. Got to do it. Could soldiers be prosecuted for thought crime when they get their new brain chips? They will be. Wired Magazine. Oh, and I'm weird for covering it. Arizona State University test pandemic flu plans, mass deaths and control with simulated newscast. 12 sets of eyes trained across the dark room waiting for one of the 7 floor-to-ceiling video screens to light up. Seconds later, the center screen eliminated, revealing a newscast on the latest developments of the avian flu. Except the news broadcast wasn't real. It was part of a tabletop exercise full of hypothetical situations intended to test ASU's response. Yeah, it's meant to fool NSA computers so that branches of the government that aren't part of the terror op, when they really launch a bio attack, they're so used to hearing chatter about it that the government's unable to stop it. That's how the criminals in government operate. Very sophisticated. And then it creates fear-mongering and hype and the perception by the intelligentsia that this is going to be normal when the bird flu comes, normal when the mass deaths happen, all the Hollywood movies saying the same thing. Then you read globalist documents and they say they're going to release bioweapons and kill you and your family. So just know the number one culprits as you're dying are them. Just remember, at least as you're dying, you'll know I was right. We might not have a very good internet connection over to the Screw Loose Change of the Randy forums to try to debunk us when the government's releasing their bioweapon on you, whenever that is, next month, 20 years from now, I don't know. They just say they're going to do it. But you can still feel powerful as, you know, you're getting your chips now. Everything's okay. Oh, my goodness. Speeders under Florida law face vehicle confiscation. And it says, as of October 1st, anyone caught doing 30 miles over the speed limit in Florida faces vehicle confiscation, 5 to 10 years in prison, and 10-year license suspension. Bill HB 137, which was signed into law earlier today, was originally targeted at motorcyclists, but was amended at last minute to include all vehicles. The full text of the bill follows, and you can read it. And some of you are going to say, well, man, 30 miles over the speed limit, that's reckless driving. Oh, yeah, I was driving out to Crawford one time to cover an event on a 60-mile-an-hour road, and guess how fast I was going on my cruise control? Rob and Aaron were both in the car with me, had their cameras ready. We're driving, and I'm driving to the middle of nowhere out in the country. There's nothing around, and he was waiting. I didn't see the 30-mile-an-hour. It went down to 30 miles an hour. And that was because down a concrete road behind a bunch of trees was a middle school. Now, it wasn't a school light flashing. It was just you got to go 30, and it's only for about 100 yards. And so, you're talking, you're trying to watch the sign, and you're blah, blah, blah. You're going down a straight road in the country, and they put a speed trap there. And he comes over, and he goes, hey, Alex Jones, listen to your radio show on the internet. Listen to you on Coast to Coast. And I go, do you want my license and registration and stuff? He goes, no. He goes, I know who you are. Let me just give you a ticket. It was really weird. And he just comes back and gives me a ticket. And you want to see my insurance? No, I know you got it. So have a good one. And I'll never forget that. But the point is, boom, I'm going to prison 10 years. I mean, driving will have to be white-knuckled, totally focused, just hyperventilating, not to, you know, you got a late library book. Felony charges. You don't return a video 2 days late. Felony charges. You don't, you drop a banana peel or apple core. You're arrested. Misdemeanor charges. You don't make a turn signal. You're arrested. You don't have a seatbelt on. You're arrested. The cop's waiting in the neighborhood, Lago Vista. She takes off her seatbelt, gets out at the community mailbox, a couple hundred yards from her home. The cops admitted in court, yes, she had it on, took it off. I witnessed her doing it. I mean, they're sitting around all over England. They have spies. If you're making racial comments at dinner, at restaurants, they have you arrested. You know, all of this thought crime, harassment, total control with the private prison companies lobbying all over the country right now to, quote, make stricter laws to put more people in prison. See, and they always release the violent offenders to go out and terrorize us. It's a formula. They always do that to say, well, see, we need more people in prison while they disarm us in our cities so they can have their way with us. And while every criminal in Latin America knows they can come to the U.S., give any fake name they want and get an ID with a new identity, and sometimes have five, six identities and go back and forth, kill cops, kill FBI, kill whoever they want. Hundreds of cops, hundreds are killed a year. Go look at the numbers. Scores every year in Southern California, and they just run right back to Mexico, no extradition. But you don't care how many dead cops there are, because they don't tell you that's a threat, so you're not scared of it. They tell you citizens are a threat, so you shake and fear and shake when you walk up to cars, when your real death is the semis flying by you 2 feet away. I'll see these cops with semis right by them, daredevil, just walking right by, traffic going 70 miles an hour, hanging their butts out in the road. I keep making that point, but they're not scared because they weren't taught to be afraid. But, man, talk about a citizen. They're just roadside bombs are everywhere. Oh, my God. All part of the paranoia. Go read the bill. So what happens is you're going down the road, and it goes from 60 to 30. Boom, they got you. 10 years in prison. And the state was smart. They didn't make it a debate about whether you should go to jail. They made it a debate about, that's a Delphi technique, about whether it should be just for motorcycles or everybody. They said, should people go to 30 years for going, 10 years in prison for 30 miles over the speed limit? Should they, because it says in the newspaper that was the debate, was about that. Should you get 30 years... I keep getting it wrong. Should you get 10 years for going 30 miles over the speed limit if you're a motorcyclist or if you're a car driver or both? And so they had a big fight with each other. It was a false choice. Should it be motorcycles or everybody? They said, everybody, everybody. That's not fair. All of us. And they said, okay, don't worry. All of you now. Another behavioral psychologist operation works with absolute precision. 30 miles? That's extreme. Oh, yeah, I got one for 30 miles over. Whatever town that was outside of Crawford, 30 miles over. I've only had one of those tickets in my life. Usually it's like 8 miles over, you know. Now they give them to you for 5 over. Speeders under Florida law face vehicle confiscation, 5 to 10 years in prison. Oh, right. Isn't that nice? Isn't that special? Gun owners protest police action. I'm going to play this in a moment. Globalists take a step closer to $200 a barrel oil. Paul Joseph Watson, globalists hell-bent on reducing the living standards of Westerners by jacking up oil prices in a whopping $200 a barrel, took a step closer to their target yesterday after JPMorgan Chase & Co. announced that they will begin trading oil by the end of the year. And JPMorgan went on to say they believe that it will be $200 by the end of this year. I don't know if that's really going to happen, but the fact that they're betting on that, just get ready for a raping. I remember the different debunking forums and Dig and my own website where they can post, making fun of me 6 months ago, a year ago, going, these lying nuts, our dollar isn't weak. I tell you, trying to undermine our country, we don't appreciate you. Just all that kind of garbage from you. I mean, these thumb-sucking patriots, they're not real patriots, but they're these little rosy-cheeked, soft guys. They've always, you know, got a crew cut and act like they're real tough. And they're really just little, I don't know what the right term. Well, I've got a profane term. I'm not going to use it. Just little groveling sycophant pomps that just follow after the system, like, you know, little kiss-ups. Yeah, thumb-suckers, bedwetters, I don't know what you call them. I've got really worse comments about the color of their noses, but I just can't. These people, you're sick fools. You're cowardly little scumbags. You can't handle the factors of real tyranny. You certainly don't have the manhood to stand up and fight this evil, the risk of your blood and name and treasure. So instead, you just ninny and lie about everything and deny everything. Oh, like this. AP reported days ago, and I never even got to it. In fact, I just had it in the stack, that, oh, the Pentagon quietly admitted the latest find of Iranian weapons was not Iranian at all. It was Russian, bought decades ago. And they know that. It's all got serial numbers. It's all in Jane's weapons encyclopedia. They all know. The weapons experts within seconds know what it is. Iran's trying to make peace deals. Iran's trying to work everything out. Al-Sadr keeps making peace deals, and they keep trying to murder him. And then when he fights back, you know, they call him Al-Qaeda terrorist, when Shiites are the opposite of Al-Qaeda. And every few months they go, we found another weapons cache. General Petraeus comes before the media and says, it's definitely Iran. We've got to hit him. And then the media goes, oh, my God, that's incredible. Oh my. And then later they've got to admit, actually, it was Russian, 15 years old. But it doesn't matter. Iran's with Al-Qaeda. That's why our Al-Qaeda forces are hitting them hard. Meanwhile, Iran's suing the U.S. for running Al-Qaeda. We'll be right back.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woodsmaster, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Ted Anderson from Midas, May 15, 2008. Gold, $873.70. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $899.33, $443.05 for half, $221.53 for quarter. That's $899.33, $443.05 for half, $221.53 for quarter. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Operator, I don't give a bleep what happens to you. You can't own a gun in many of these cities, and when you call them, they just laugh at you. You're going to hear it. Or they'll probably say, you want help? What kind of gold you got? Want a little bit of payment? But even if they were the best people on earth, they can't help you. They're not going to help you. They're not going to help you when it floods. They're not going to help you when bad stuff happens. They can't. All government can do is suck off of you and have their way with you, okay? By and large, government's a cancer, a blight, a horrible thing with a bunch of idiots who couldn't make it in the private sector ruling over you. Okay, let's go ahead now and take another call. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to tell you this, things going on that I found out here. My nephew, or my wife's nephew, Moon Valley High School down here, and lately he just told us that for a summer job, his teacher, which is his history teacher, works over at ASU, and said that he could earn extra credit points for college and get paid minimum wage to go over to ASU and do a thing that they have a program over there where they inject food, antibiotics into food, and also vaccines, and ship them over to third world countries. And this is something he can earn extra credit points for, like I said, and make minimum wage. And I thought this was very odd. You know, it hasn't hit the news or anything. But
No. I mean, it's I'm sure they're doing some type of eugenics situation. Try to get him to give you whatever documents he can so I can prove who he is. And I'd like to have him on as a guest, even covertly. But, yeah, no, I mean, have you heard me talk about how they're putting bioweapons in the food and shipping it over there?
Yeah, that's exactly what I think it is. I mean, they're just telling the kids this. They're telling them it's antibiotics. So
we're giving them medicine.
Exactly.
Now, are they telling them don't tell anybody? But sometimes they hide it in plain view and just act like it's no big deal.
Yeah,
so they're putting antibiotics because they need antibiotics in their food.
Exactly. They're saying that it's for kids over there that can't take shots or have a... You know, they're just telling them this kind of thing.
Well, you know, that's the thing. As I read UN reports 4 or 5 years ago, it was like in BBC and some other places that, yeah, said the Africans don't trust us and think the government's giving them AIDS and polio. So now they're going to put the vaccines directly into the potatoes. And I guess it's probably some pilot test by the university for Big Pharma. Man, that's why I wish I had 100 investigators and the money to have people and the money to do research projects. They'd probably kill me if I did that, though, and got that effective, to where I would send in spies. I mean, I guarantee you, I could fly out and infiltrate that college right now. If I knew the department, the name, I'd walk in there like I was real stupid and, you know, get through. They've usually got security doors, but I'd knock on it and go, Jim didn't give it to me. Hey, is Bissy in here? And they'll go, no, he's not, and act annoyed. I go, oh, sorry. Wander right in. They'd be in there in their lab, you know, injecting Proganian 9 in. Love you, black people. Love you. Government's good. Oh, yeah. And I could get that on video, but then they'd probably just arrest me for going into the love area. Tell me the name of the love facility where they love them, and I'll do some research on it.
Yeah, I'll find out.
I'm just freaking out there hearing about this, so I just act like it's a big joke because it drives me crazy. Well, I mean, tell me the name of the school again.
It's Moon Valley High School where he attends, and it's his history teacher there that work that is doing this program over at ASU during the summertime.
And he said they inject medicine because, quote, the kids can't, what, get their shots, i.e. won't take them? ASU, you say? Arizona State?
ASU's where it's, yeah, that's where the thing's going to be taking place. Wait,
how many campuses do they have? Is that the biology department?
Yeah, that's what I need to find out. We do have a couple campuses down here.
Here's the deal. Whenever you get something like this, you are in the enemy camp. We are sabotaging them in the info war. Nothing violent. And you have to realize that you are literally like Obi-Wan Kenobi on the Death Star. You need to lower their tractor beam shield. And I mean, when you get this, you got to act real calm and say, oh, give me more. That's interesting. And we're not trained to do this. Just like go to his house, demand, you know, oh, paperwork. Let me just scan this. I promise I'll black your name out. Feed us the data. Crush the enemy. Just like we exposed their secret preacher program. We're going to get these people. And you know what? Guaranteed, that's the same program with, quote, vaccines. And then if we had the money to have those potatoes tested, you're going to find out it's some type of sterilization pathogen.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm so sick of them.
I agree with you, Alex, and I just wanted to give you a heads up on it. I mean, I just found out about this, and I'll get more info and get back to you.
Good job. Appreciate the call. And you bet I freak out about this kind of stuff because I believe that story, and if you follow it, it'll end up being true. See, the universities, they're factories of evil. But not just factories of evil, it's factories of training these students that all of this is normal. By the way, that's why we're having a money bomb at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Because I want to hire more people. I want to do more research. I want to get better cameras, better radio equipment, better TV equipment. And it wasn't my idea to have a money bomb, but I'm not going to stand by while a money bomb happens that isn't a big success, and I hope you don't either. And I guarantee 100% of the proceeds will go to fight the New World Order.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
There's a stone in yonder graveyard with my name carved in it deep. It don't tell my life story. These things it can't repeat. I never had a family. I never took a wife. All I had was a bottle, and I drank away my life. So bury the bottle with me, for it's what tore me down. Is a sinner. On this I place no doubt. Oh, the Lord won't share his past with the things he lives without. For the bottle is the devil, and drinking is his name. Bottle is what took my soul and petrified my brain. So bury the bottle with me.
Man, Dick Curless.
For it's what tore me down.
That is real country music right there. Play When Daddy Was Around. That's a really sad song. I was rude to my dad the other day on the phone, and I was a few nights ago watching, actually last night, watching the Dick Curless song on YouTube. By watching it, you know, it's the audio with images on it. And I called up my dad and said hi to him because I heard that When Daddy Was Around song. Better treat your parents good, folks, because you never know how long you're going to have them. Same thing with your wife, your husband, your kids, and don't sweat the little stuff, because at least you're not in Myanmar, Burma, you know, where there's 30-something thousand dead or 50-something thousand dead in China from a big earthquake. We're going to go to Dave, Randy, Leo, Kyle, a bunch of other people, but I've got to play this now or we'll never get to it. And I got a lot of other stuff I'm going to be playing, too, after we take these calls. I want to play this first. 9/11 operator, I don't give a bleep what happens to you. And then we'll juxtapose that to some cowardly citizens at a city council meeting, literally just crying and whining that citizens can walk around with guns on their hips. Why not? You think a bank robber is going to follow the law? We're a safer society. We need to get over our phobia of guns. I mean, let me tell you, you try to drive around in Texas with a gun in your pickup rack, the cops will pull you over. Hyperventilating. What you got that for? I'm the one has it. I'm the one. Hey, Bubba, back when everybody had guns in their pickup trucks, we didn't have very much crime. Cops were a lot safer. I know most of the police know that. I mean, they're not one-tenth as idiotic as the general public. I've told you, I had a carpet cleaner at my house who saw a shotgun in a rack. This is back before I had children, up on the wall in the radio studio. When I was doing it from my house, I had a shotgun on the wall. And he was, like, looking at it and acting weird and scared in the room. And I was like, what's going on? And he was like, well, are you allowed to have that? And he went and tried to call the police on me. But the higher-ups at the carpet cleaner place said no, and I had a bad feeling and called, and the manager says, we stopped him from calling. We understand you're allowed to own it, but if you don't like it, you don't have to use us anymore. And then that night on Access TV, his assistant called in. I was telling the story, and he said, yeah, I was there. And he'd never seen my TV show before. He just so happened, the assistant just so happened, was a white guy and Hispanic. This Hispanic was like the helper carpet cleaner. There was two of them. He goes, yeah, no, it was a big thing. They did call the cops, but then it got stopped. And because I had a shotgun in my house in Texas. We're living under mind control. I see stories every day where people get raided for fish tanks because the idiot repairmen think that they're that methamphetamine's being made in terrariums and fish tanks. I saw that again last week in the news. They spy on your power bill to see how much power you're using. And if you're a single person in a home using too much, or everybody I seem to know, I had a friend, I've told this story, didn't use any drugs, didn't even drink, exercise nuts, him and his girlfriend, now they're married. And she was taking botany at UT, botany's plant growing, and idiot repairman, I think it was carpet cleaner again, was at their apartment. And this is years before that, before I lived in an apartment complex. And it was a big freak out. Austin SWAT team came out, busted down the door, went in. There were orchids growing in the back, but he saw grow light. He saw plants, and I'm going to get 30% of the whatever the conviction is. I'm rich. Most people don't take carpet cleaning jobs and exterminator jobs, folks, because they want to. They take them, a lot of them, not all of them, because they want to steal. They want to pick up on your wife, and I've actually seen it happen. And they also want to report on you and get money. I've seen reports where there are people that work in airport checkout lines. There was one case where the woman made like 200 and something grand next to her 30 grand a year because she was getting percentages of stuff that was seized, and it finally all stopped when some black guy, a botanist, again, back to plants, he owned a big greenhouse, he flew down from North Carolina to buy yaupons in Houston. Nice trees. We got those in our yard. Yaupons grew wild here. And he went and paid he was going to pay $14,000 cash for them. He'd done that every year for decades. And he was flying down. He was flying from North Carolina to Houston. And there's hundreds of cases. This is just one I remember. This was on 60 Minutes. And he goes up, and he pulls out his money, and he's sitting there paying with it. And she licks her lips. Black guy, money. Boy, not supposed to have that. And they called. They seized it. No drugs. No criminal record. He had the previous purchase orders. He'd already made the order. He presented that in court. And the federal court said, hey, your money's gone. Okay? Don't carry money around. We rule. Shut up. We got automatic weapons. We got armored vehicles. Take the mercury. You're lucky you're not an African when we ship in potatoes with sterilization compounds in it. Because the Africans run now from the vaccines. Now they won't eat any of the food they dump off. The globalists are real mad. Suddenly all the numbers of them dying from bioweapons are dropping. It's all over the foreign press. The Nobel Prize winners are coming out, top scientists, analyzing the food that's been injected, the vaccines, all of it. So now they got spray planes out to help the Africans. Oh, the government's so... And look, if you're not flipping out right now like I am, this is sick. I hate talking about this. I hate these people. That's why I'm getting upset. And I'll tell you who I really hate. Well-meaning people in government who have been in denial about this. Everything we've told you has been happening. Oil prices, dollar plunging, housing. We told you years before. We know what we're talking about. Okay, I'm out of control. Go ahead and play the lady calling 911. I'm so sick of seeing women get raped and killed, and then people say, well, women can't shoot guns. Women are incredible with guns. We need to take our women out. You need to take your daughters out, teach them how to shoot, teach them safety, and some piece of garbage comes into her house. You tell her, just be very calm, hit a knee, and pump every round right into the center of their mass. But it's just watching us be turned into domesticated cattle makes me sick, so a gaggle of steroid heads can rule over us. Go ahead and play it.
It's like I'm reliving this stuff. It's really weird. It's not very good to me.
For the first time, a frightened woman hears what a 911 operator says on the other end of her call for help. When you call 911, you hope you're talking to someone who cares about what happens to you. But an exclusive News Channel 5 investigation has uncovered a shocking 911 emergency. And what makes it especially shocking is what one call taker says about the woman he's supposed to be helping. Tonight, Phil Williams has dug up another exclusive investigation.
You know, 911 workers all across the area do heroic jobs every day under some incredible circumstances. But as you're about to hear, when a Nashville woman needed help the most back in February, the system completely failed.
And so I'm like looking out the window for him, and I don't see him.
For Sheila Jones,
like, oh God, he's going to slip up.
This is how her call for help began.
Boom, he hits the door, and he's coming through fast, and I'm like, this, no, 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 stop. What are you doing? You didn't call.
It was an angry ex-boyfriend who had barged into her house.
We literally, right here is when, bam, he got me.
Metro Nashville Police Fire Medical.
At Metro Nashville's 911 center, her first call is recorded at 2:08 p.m.
I don't want anything now. My life is dying. Please, God. Please, God. Please, God. Get the police over now. He got a knife on me. My life is. I felt danger. I felt threatened. I felt fear. And I felt, it was like I was seeing myself being dead today, that day.
And you wanted help.
And I wanted help. Get out my house!
For Sheila, hearing that call obtained by News Channel 5 Investigates resurrects the painful emotions of that day.
Get out my house!
Is he a boyfriend?
He is. Get out my house.
Okay, Janelle, why
am I sad now? Here's when I say.
You're emotional, you're desperate, you call for help. Then what happened?
Nothing. He told me, look, watch out, the mule, I ain't gonna see him when he comes.
In fact, get this. Sheila's 911 ordeal drags on for almost 3 hours through call after call.
They keep on saying the in route, but they ain't came. It's been a long time. Uh-huh. And he keeps calling me, threatening me.
All right, I see where you've called, and I'm going to update them and let them know what all you've told me, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Got one call said they were en route to you, and a more important call came up, so they diverted to that call. I'm saying a knife, my life. Well, I'm wondering what kind of call they got. Was somebody actually dead then or something?
So where was the officer? Well, our investigation discovered he was out helping another officer on a traffic stop.
A traffic stop. Never showed up.
All while Sheila was praying for somebody, anybody, to help her.
It's so ugly.
Hit pause. It's like that Dick Curtis song. Go ahead and hit pause. It's like that Dick Curtis song we played earlier today. Woman gets mugged in the heart of town, calls for the cops, but there's none around. They're out on the interstate setting the trap. Go ahead and go back to it.
It feels like it just happened. That's how I feel right now, like it just happened just now. And to know that there's a traffic stop over there.
Is this Sheila Jones?
Yes, sir.
Then, almost 2.5 hours in, Sheila calls again. This time, she's told there's no one assigned to answer her call.
And nobody's coming out here?
Yes, ma'am. As soon as Lieutenant Sergeant gets an officer available, he's going to send somebody out there.
What do y'all want him to kill me so he can put yellow paper around it and say, we got them just for the day? Is that it? I don't understand.
It felt like I was a test person, you know, the test subject. We're going to see how long it takes before he goes back and actually kills her. That's what I felt like.
And Sheila had not heard what we had heard.
I don't understand it.
What the 911 call taker says after she hangs up.
I'm scared to leave
my
house.
Okay, ma'am. I'll update the call. Get that so much better as soon as possible. I really just don't give a shit what happens, yeah.
What kind of people they got answering these phones?
All right.
Said that.
That's enough. There are hundreds of cases, you can just Google it, where the woman calls and says he's busting down the door, he has a gun, he has a knife, and they just hang up on you or say, I don't believe it, or don't come. But look. What type of chicken-neck society is this? What type of domesticated, cowardly, pathetic, home of the free, land of the brave, where they trained us decades ago, you dial this number, now they have the Tattle 311. That's the Tattle number, the Stasi number, the East German Tattletale number, the snitch number. But the 911, doo-doo-doo-doo, oh, help me, they're, oh, help me, emergency, oh. and they don't come. And it's great. I mean, the fire department comes, the police come, they try. I'm not saying you're even bad. The point is 11 minutes. In fact, did we look that number up? Average 911 call time? I forgot to do that earlier. Did you do that? 8 to 11 minutes. Okay, so my memory was right. I remember the national average was like 8 and a half minutes. So 8 to 11 minutes. And I guarantee you those are Cook numbers. It's worse. The Jones house, I mean, somebody bust down my door and they got a knife, guaranteed you're dead. And if I can't get to my gun, I'm going to attack you savagely. I mean, you're going to think you got a rhinoceros attacking you. Because it's an instinct. I am going to attack somebody comes in my nest, comes down my hole. I mean, any mammal does that. You people don't have your instincts in line. Oh, man. Now, let's go to this other clip. This is a local news. This is a case where gun owners protest police action. The Times Tribune, and this is out of Dixon City, a Friday evening police incident spilled over into a borough council. Wait, this is Pennsylvania? Yeah. Tuesday when gun rights advocates allegedly harassed by two police officers. The regular monthly meeting erupted into a full-blown debate on the Second Amendment with more than 20 Pennsylvania Firearm Owners Association members, many of whom were openly armed, argued that their right to carry a weapon in public. Yeah, English common law, you got to wear the weapon in the open. It's the concealed. They trick you and say, oh, we got a permit for a concealed. And the cops don't know this. I'm not saying you're tricking anybody, but the lawyers are clear on this. Under Anglo-Saxon, under Mosaic law, it's the same in both laws. It's ancient law. You can have a weapon, it just has got to be out in the open. It's only assassins and thieves and people hide a weapon traditionally. So the point is, I got a weapon, and that's meant to deter crime, too. That's why you're also supposed to show the sword, the dagger, the musket, the whatever. Openly bearing arms. Keep and bear arms. You have a right to keep and bear them. You, under law, you're not allowed to conceal. This is our common law, ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't know. It's the concealing. So the government only had the true purview under common law to restrict concealed. So they tell you, oh, come get a permit for a concealed. A permit is a right to do something that would be illegal otherwise. It is, you know, it's illegal to hunt in the King's Forest. You get a license, a signet, a letter of mark from him. That's what a license is. So see how these lawyers know what they're doing. They trick you into going and then doing something that is illegal. Well, these guys all know. So they're wearing guns openly. And they do this. This is an attempt to take the Second Amendment back. Instead of having carpet cleaners call the police on you because you got a gun case, because they watch TV shows all featured based in New York where guns are banned, how many cop shows will they pull you over and go, he's got a gun. Oh, no permit for this. That's 10 years, buddy. See, little TV heads that mommy didn't teach them how to brush their teeth. They barely know how to tie their shoelaces as adults. You know who I'm talking about, the general public. You know, all they do is watch NYPD Blue. And then so they're in your house and they think it's illegal. We got to start wearing them openly because that makes the idiots realize it's our right. But we'll tell you what happened. Play the audio when we get back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1, or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back, and it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Look, I didn't come up with the idea to do this money bomb, and I appreciate the folks that are doing it. I don't ask for donations on air. Listeners know that. I get some. They've really helped us do a better job around here. I ask you to donate by buying our books, our videos, the stuff at Infowars.com, getting a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. But folks did set up a money bomb for May 31st at InfowarsMoneyBomb.com. We're going to put a PayPal link up on that site soon. I want to get whoever runs it, I think we're figuring that out, exactly who, on the show in the next few days. I've got the Voluntary Human Extinction people on the Sunday show. You don't want to miss that. They think we should all die. So we'll have one of those people on for you on the Sunday show. But I do hope that everybody goes and pledges. I didn't come up with this $100 pledge, and I'm not bashing it. I'm just saying maybe we should just say, you can pledge a dollar, you can pledge $10. I mean, most people don't have $100. And, again, somebody does a money bomb. Ron Paul didn't ask for one. They just did it. And a lot of people are frothing with jealousy, thinking I'm going to get $1 million. Believe me, we're not, folks. You know, the kind of the Ron Paul super burn is over. But, you know, we raised $20,000. It'd be great. I'd buy a couple new computers, some cameras. That'd free up some money I've got. I'm already going to get a bigger office. I'm already moving to look into TV production in the next few months, you know, to develop something to put on Dish TV and stuff. People think it's going to be Valhalla. It's not. It's certainly going to help. And we're always expanding, always growing here. And so we try to use, you know, the sponsors, the products we sell to fund our operation. And I've got 14 employees. It's not cheap. But I don't beat the dead horse of give me money, give me money, give me money. In fact, I've done the whole show today and haven't plugged my videos live on air. I really should, because they're a great solution to wake people up, too, not just our funding mechanism. But InfowarsMoneyBomb.com, so many people pledged that it broke the counter. The counter only went to 100, and so they need to work on that. But it's a great-looking site, and I just hope you'll go pledge, and I hope you'll do it May 31st, or our enemies will celebrate and go, oh, look. You know, Ron Paul, I know the show raised $1 million of the millions he raised, of the $15 million he raised. I know that we've raised, you know, Shelly Castillo like $15,000, and We Are Change like $10,000, and we do that. We're also a platform to support other people. You are the part of that platform. So I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm not going to let a money bomb go and then have it fizzle, and that would look bad for all of us. But I didn't think up this money bomb, and so I'm kind of a reluctant volunteer here. But yes, I give you my word that 100% of the money from this money bomb, and not 100% of the money I make off selling videos. My wife's got to have a car to drive and food and clothes for my kids. And I give the videos out for free. I mean, there's nothing good enough for some people. But
The money bomb, 100% of the money will go into this office, into equipment, into upgrades, into things we need. And we're going through a lot of growing pains right now, and I'm only trying to intensify what we're doing. And I've told listeners, if you just want to mail me a check and a donation, because I just see every other weirdo and crazy getting donations, I might as well, because I know I'm going to fight the New World Order. I mean, if you're hell-bent on sending donations, write it out to Alex Jones. And if you say, I want 100% of this to go to the fight, it'll go to that. I've got a few donations where it says, spend this on yourself. And I've actually done it. Okay, honey, let's go to a condo for the weekend with the kids. Or, you know, I mean, I'm not into material things, so it's kind of a catch-22, because then I don't money grub enough to then have the funds I need. I mean, I literally forget to plug sponsors, forget to plug my videos. I mean, I've done 3 hours and haven't done any of it. You know, you hear some of the ads playing, but what really gets response is the live on-air stuff. So in closing, for this hour, fourth hour coming up, and I promise I'll get to your calls after I play this clip of the gun situation. I just hope that you will visit InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I hope you'll get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for 15 cents a day. I hope you'll burn my films and TV shows and special reports to disc. They're very, very effective. Wake people up. Okay, I know you've been holding a long time. We're going to come back in this short segment, play the anti-gun ninnying, then go to your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Every day in the new fourth hour we've been doing for over a month now, we go live with a document cam, the cam on myself, the guest cam. We have guests, video feeds, audio feeds from the computer, video exclusives for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Of course, everybody can listen out there on the AM and FM dial, shortwave, global satellite, and the internet at InfoWars.com. So earlier in the last hour, we played that poor woman crying, screaming, begging, as this guy's in her house threatening her with a knife for hours. And then you hear the 911 caller say, I don't care what happens to you, lady. Okay, so you've got that reality there. The average response time is 8 to 11 minutes, depending on what part of the country. And with 911. Or that areas where they have gun bans for the citizens, that crime's exponentially higher. Or that England's banned all guns, and now it's just guns everywhere and bedlam and murder, and that's in the news today. This is a newscast out of Pennsylvania where you have these gun rights groups that go around with guns holstered, and the police come and grab them, arrest them, take their guns, and then they go to city council and they've got their guns, and where they're still under common law, and the cowardly public is just flipping out in fear. But they trust the corrupt government and the police with guns. Now, again, I think police should have guns. I just don't try to take mine. Point, and statistically, you have more criminals in law enforcement than you do in the general public. And that's criminology 101. I'm sorry that I've read the textbooks. So let's go ahead and roll this.
You want to live your life as a free man and be able to say the things that are guaranteed to you under the First Amendment.
You know what? Stop it. You know what? Why don't I just go to InfoWars.com And why don't I just play the video so all the viewers could actually watch it? I keep forgetting that for PrisonPlanet.tv members this show is interactive. I just keep forgetting that. Oh, no, there's so many stories here that I may not be able to find that Nemo posts so many stories that he posts like 50 times a day, which is great. But it scrolls through so fast that in the top stories, it's already who knows where in Timbuktu or something. Speeders force face 10 years in prison. Gun owners protest police action. There it is. Okay. Sorry, folks. I'm really sorry. I just had it. There we go. Let's go ahead and click on that. And we'll go ahead and play this just off my computer here for everybody. Sorry, I'm getting you. Oh, my wonderful internet connection here. It's not loading. here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
If you want to live your life as a free man and be able to say the things that are guaranteed to you under the First Amendment, then you need to be able to exercise your Second Amendment. It ain't about hunting, and it's not even really about self-defense. It's about protecting us from overbearing government. Right. And what was seen up here on Friday night was overbearing government. When they can come in and do whatever they want, regardless of what the law says, that is overbearing government.
I would like to have input from Dixon City residents first. I'd like to give them that courtesy. And then after that, I Sally, can you have the sign-in sheet? I have a sign-in sheet for all of the members of the organization that would like to speak. I will ask, call each of you by name. I will ask you to come up to the podium, and this will be a comment session only, not be a question and answer session, and we'll each be given 2 minutes to make your comments to council, and we gladly listen to anything you have to say. So right now, on this side of the audience, is there anything from any Dixon City residents?
Well, I feel a little bit intimidated coming to a council meeting and seeing people with guns on their hips. You go to a courthouse or any other public building, you go through x-ray machines and your airports and everything else. You can't go to these places with guns. This is a government identity.
We're going to come back and go to this guy going, we need to have scanners like airports everywhere. We can't have citizens with guns. I'm scared. Oh, no.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Police department!
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Going toe-to-toe with the New World Order. Yep, that's us. Thank you for joining us. I am out of control today, not taking your calls. I'm going to take masses of calls. That means one an hour in just a minute. But I got to finish up with this, and I'm going to go right to him, I promise. Okay, now listen to this ninnying guy before the city council, where in this town, in this state, it's like it used to be. And I used to read about trials. Everybody would go to trials, even in like 19, 20, and 30, all over the country. The famous Lindbergh trial, they all had their pistols. And that was back when the people were the boss and you had no crime to really speak of. I mean, they would hype up, you know, bank robberies were like nationwide news because, I mean, crooks, this country, they were totally, it was just, you got hunted down. And if the cops needed help, they'd knock on your door, help me get this guy. In fact, they demanded you help them back then. There was so much trust between people. I mean, you know, men didn't have to be, I mean, they were looking for a fugitive. Even when my mom was a little kid in Austin, people would get out of jail. They'd have a jailbreak every once in a while, and the police would come driving down the street, and, you know, they'd get out of their car and say, have you seen anybody? Come help us. Look for them. But see, now it's the opposite. It's look for imaginary terrorists, tattle on neighbors that spank their kids. You know, it's stuff like that instead of you never see the cops until there's a crime, and then the cops go crazy like fire ants looking for the criminal. Now they won't persecute or go after the criminals. Freudian slip, I want them to persecute the criminals. But they persecute us. By the way, what was that Grand Theft Auto edit yesterday? I want to play that audio. Did you send that, Aaron? Can you give that to me? I want to play that later. Okay, let's just go ahead and play this from the city council. They got scanners at airports and control. I don't want citizens armed here. It's scary to me. It intimidates me to have citizens armed. Oh, it's horrible. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
And I feel a little bit intimidated coming to a council meeting and seeing people with guns on their hips. You go to a courthouse or any other public building, you go through x-ray machines and your airports and everything else. You can't go to these places with guns. This is a government identity. I don't see why these men are standing here with sidearms. They're not police officers, to my opinion. To me, I don't know them from Adam. And probably a restaurant in the Dixon City, too. It's their business. They're serving public and family restaurants. Why should I go to a restaurant with my children or anything and see a guy sitting there with a sidearm? You guys are very intimidating standing there. And I don't believe you should be here with guns on.
Sorry. Anything else?
I'm not a member of the borough. I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'd like to ask your help, though, on a matter of greatest importance. As we know, on Friday, a group of my fellow organization members were embarrassed, oppressed, harassed, and violated by members of the police force. The officers involved perpetrated a systematic and calculated criminal violation of my fellow members' rights. They arrived at the Old Country Buffet in Dixon City, responding to a call about people having a gun in the open. After arriving on the scene, instead of ascertaining that no illegal activity was going on, they began to systematically remove patrons from the restaurant with no compelling reason to do so. As these innocent patrons' families watched in fear, these citizens were illegally detained, illegally searched, and had their possessions illegally seized.
All right, so that's basically what happened, and this is how they operate in the new system. Now, the media there was like zooming in on these guys with sidearms going, oh, my gosh, and citizens are pointing like, oh, look at that guy. But then they see guys in black camo with their pants bloused into their combat boots with German shepherds bugging their eyes out. They go, oh, I feel so safe. And this is so scary, citizens of God. You understand the most dangerous thing in history is government? You understand statistically it's the most criminal thing? I mean, that's universally known in political science. That is an absolute fact, undebatable, undeniable. Psychopaths rotate towards law enforcement and towards government. Does that mean all of them are that? No. Does that mean even a large minority are? No. But does it mean that there is a key minority of them, but many times more statistically than the general population? Yes. That's basic criminology, and I'm tired of the denials. We need to get back to the point where people... Now, I'll be honest with you. Quite frankly, it offends me when I see police going around with machine guns and with automatic, you know, semi-automatic rifles and in camo and armored vehicles. It is militarized. Like if I go on a vacation, I saw a thing on TV about cruise ships where they don't want to arm them against pirates that do get attacked sometimes, modern-day pirates, because it's offensive to people. They don't want to be seeing guys in black uniforms walking around with German shepherds and machine guns when you're out on your cruise. You don't want to think about that. And I've been on a couple cruises, by the way. I wish I had time to go on one. But this was about, like, cruises off Africa where they get attacked in Asia, you know, the big fancy ones. You know, people don't want to see that. They don't want to be around it. And it's not that I'm afraid of guns or don't like guns. You know, I mean, I know it was 50 years ago when I saw a cop in a nice fancy blue uniform, dressed nice, professional. See, that's why they put them in black monkey outfits with ball caps so they don't act professional. Then I probably would feel good, actually. Because, you know, statistically back then, and I've looked at the numbers, they were a lot better. They weren't perfect. You still had some bad counties, but pretty much cops were good. And that's why people liked them, and they were friendly, and they knew everybody. But, man, when a crime happened, they went ape because, they, you know, this is their community. But then when they shifted away from that to revenue generation and law enforcement and keeping the cattle in line. And it all gets into the whole philosophy, the rest of it. I mean, don't the police wish they wore nice uniforms, good-looking uniforms? Instead of these monkey outfits you wear? I mean, I was looking at Canadian cops in Ottawa. They look sharp, like cops used to look here. They look like monkeys or something. But I'm already digressing. The point is they know the psychology of how they dress you is how you behave. And I think I've said enough on this subject. It's just that the fact that we've gotten so domesticated, that we've come so far, that citizens shake in fear at the sight of guns. And I just want to give you an advisory in the U.S. A lot of cities arrest you a week after a library book is due and charge you with felonies. A lot of cities arrest you 2 days after your video's late. Because they need to arrest somebody, folks. They're not allowed to arrest the illegals, and literally, for anything less than felonies. Drinking, driving, anything, they're allowed to do it. No ID, no problem. They're supposed to leave them alone. And you're the fat cattle. So don't think just because you swiped your credit card that you paid for gas. Make sure you get a receipt or they'll SWAT team you. I see these cases every day, folks. I'm telling you about real problems here. If you are putting a rifle on the back of your car to go deer hunting or to go to the range, I back my car in the garage. And it's not that I'm living in fear and a coward. It's just that these guys can go out on the Vanguard and wear their guns on their sides. And I know in a way I'm giving into the fear. And the control by pulling my car in to load a gun. But I realize the chicken necks are dangerous, folks. The chicken necks are everywhere. And the cops have been trained to respond to any cowardly, I see a box on the side of the highway, I think it's an Al-Qaeda nuclear bomb with proton missiles, with dinosaurs and Godzilla and 17 flying saucers in it. But then real threats like Mexican troops attacking and cross-border wars and more rocket attacks this week and hand grenades and mass death and kidnappings and slaughter and dead cops, back of the paper. Everything is sick. It is. I'm living in an insane asylum. I keep saying it. I can't believe it. Meanwhile, the Austin police run around with robots to every cardboard box on the side of the road, freaking out on the news, training us all to ninny and run around imaginary Al-Qaeda groups. All right, now I'm going to calls. Dave in California, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Got two things. It's really important. I need to talk to Officer Boot, please, right away. Is he there?
Officer Jack Boot?
Yes, sir.
You're trying to conjure Officer Jack Boot?
I need Officer Jack
Mirror,
Boot.
Mirror,
right away,
on
sir.
The wall. Show me the Jack Bootist of them all. You want to talk to Officer Jack Boot?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. I've got to, like, go back to an imaginary childhood of being a bully who finally got beat up by kids that I used to beat up. And I'm a bully, and I'm cowardly, but I'm into acting masculine, and I like black uniforms and primitive trappings of power, and I had a lot of vaccines when I was little, so my IQ is about 75. Hold on. I don't know. I just don't feel Officer Jack Boot coming.
Okay, hold on.
You don't tell me, boy, what to do on my own show.
Officer Boot, I have something really important to report to you, sir. Please take my report.
Shut up!
But there's boxes.
Boxes? Where'd you see this box?
3 days ago, sir, in the College of the Redwoods.
Hold on. Let me get the dispatcher. We saw a box. Where was this? Was it Al Qaeda? Did you see Bin Laden? Was he riding a flying carpet?
No,
you're a good citizen. You want to kiss up to me and act scared?
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
better.
Sir. But it's a box.
Oh man, good to hear from you, Dave. I really appreciate it. But we have to learn to be ninnying and afraid. Leo and Mash, you're on the Insane Asylum program. Pretty soon, I'm going to start going Lita myself. Go ahead.
Lower the blood pressure.
Hello, sir.
Yeah. I sent you a little thing under movie concepts. Did you read that on the tips line?
I'm sure one of us did. I'm wallowing in data, but tell me about it.
Yeah, it's basically, I wrote, collaborate with Catherine Albrecht of Spy Chips in an unauthorized makeover of the Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Use both versions. With all relevant links to factual data, should be a visible runner running at the bottom of the frame, interspersed throughout the movie, and use enough material time-wise to warrant a legal case, i.e. go way over contemporary limits of free usage, to make them sue, giving you free publicity. Or if they don't sue, you establish a new precedent for usage. And I said I'd volunteer to be the producer of record for legal cases because they can't get anything.
That is a nice hypothetical scenario. But I don't think I could even make a live-action Body Snatchers, much less get along with the people that I would be making it with. And I like Catherine, but, you know, everything's ninny.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, Celt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Celt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of Celt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil simple natural cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
I drove through LaGrange just the other day.
In that Texas town.
Ow, 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 ow.
Back outside LaGrange. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go.
You know, I like ZZ Top.
To that.
Even though.
It's
George Bush's favorite band. All right, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Leo and Mass, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Leo.
Yeah. I got a song for Willie I just wrote. How do I mail it to him?
Listen, Leo, I appreciate your call. I guess I do have Willie's mailing address, but it's the same one that's on their Peace Group website, so I'm not really the agent to get to Willie Nelson through. Kyle in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for holding, Kyle. You're on the air worldwide. What's on your mind?
I got two things I want to talk about quick. The first comment I want to make is that I think we all might need to start thinking in terms of us being dead men walking. That way we can kind of let go and just do what needs to be done. Whatever that
well,
means.
We need everybody in universities to find out if they do have programs where they're mass injecting potatoes and things to be shipped to Africa, quote, with vaccines to help the children, to find out actually what's in there. And that could be a big breaking story. I mean, we know they've been caught already doing that, and that's been in the news. But, you know, you get a call like that, I start wanting to jump on a plane and go investigate.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing I want to talk about, though, is I actually live here in Cedar Falls / Waterloo with these camp drills that are going on. I've been paying attention to the local media and everything, and I noticed the day that the raid was announced, I had just caught the tail end of it just before I was going to bed. I was flipping through the channels on Discovery Channel. It appeared that they had some pro-immigration piece on there. And then on the local news, they also had a bleeding heart pro immigration piece on there, where everyone was crying and all these poor people and everything. And in a way, I do feel bad for them. But at the
same this
time,
is a very sophisticated psyop, so I haven't really even gotten into how they're doing it. But let me try to get into the basics of how the psychology works. They had a Washington Post article, you know, with the headline that non-psychiatric patients being drugged by federal government. And I've got the headline here. That's not the exact headline. I never even got to it yesterday because I wanted to flesh it out if I did cover it. And it basically said in there that what they were doing is that if somebody cries or resists, they inject them with like a sedative, a pretty serious antipsychotic, and then the cops lean over, it said viciously, and say, night, night. And it actually does sound kind of sadistic, and it does sound kind of creepy, but that's better than being tasered. So a citizen just says, well, officer, I wasn't speeding. They go, that's it, you're tasered. Or, officer, please. And the officer says, don't beg to me, that's a threat, I'm tasering you. Or throws a guy out of a wheelchair, you know, who's just paralyzed. You know, they treat us worse. But imagine if they'd done that to a citizen, it'd be how good it was for the officer's safety, and it's very humane to inject them with the antipsychotics, the Thorazine. But with the illegals, it's all the officer then sinisterly leaned over and said, nighty night, when actually probably like a joke, nighty night, because it said the person was fighting them, which they actually could have done something then. And I'm not even condoning it, though it's on the edge of being condoned. You know, I mean, they catch you in Mexico, they run your credit, suck every bit of money out of your family, put you in a dirt floor jail where they beat you up and rape you. They torture you with Tabasco up the nose. That's their favorite. Folks, I know the same people I know. I mean, Mexico is so corrupt. It's just, it's called Little Bite or Mordidas. I've paid the cops off myself. They just pull you over, and they're guarding all the marijuana fields out there while you're driving around. They walk over, and they go, you're speeding. And you go, no, I wasn't speeding. And they go, no, you go to jail. And then you go, okay, well, here's how many pesos do you want? And they go, I want this many. And then you pay them. I mean, that's, you know. It's very sophisticated. But again, they even admitted they're letting most of the illegals go. That was in the Des Moines Register, or whatever your paper is. I've got the article right here. It said they're letting most of them go and saying, well, you promised to come back later. They're showing us camps and at cattle chutes to set the image. And that's not my opinion. I have the federal documents, so you're absolutely right. Anything else, Kyle?
Yeah. I got a point I want to make about
stay
all
there.
That.
Stay there. And then I'm going to play this Grand Theft Auto parody piece. And for PrisonPlanet.tv members, you'll be able to see this coming up after we talk to Kyle. Then I'm going to talk to Christian, Dave, Billy Bob, and others, 1-800-259-9231. Got a bunch of other news here we haven't gotten to as well, but I've done a pretty good job today of covering a lot of it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Bow, wow, wow. Here come the foreign companies. They're going to pay off your mayor, take over your water, and triple the price overnight. And the cops are doing riot control drills and building FEMA camps, while the illegal aliens are above the law. Hey! Party! Take your vaccines! La, la, la! Take your Prozac, eat your Ritalin, get tasered, yeah. All right, I'll quit acting stupid. I got an audience of like two out the window here, and I'm acting stupid for them. You got to have some fun with this sometimes. This is insane. I'm telling you, I keep saying it. I just can't believe it. All right, Kyle in Iowa, say whatever you want. I'll try to shut up. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, first I must say that your air guitar skills are unmatched. But I want to make a general point about this whole immigration thing. And I don't remember where I read it. I want to say it was either the Waterloo Courier or the Des Moines Register. But I read something about how there was they had some tip-off like a year or two ago about all the illegal immigrants being there because there's apparently a meth lab in one of these meatpacking plants. I'm just kind of shooting from the hip here, so I might have some of my details.
No, I remember reading it. I've got the articles here.
Yeah. Okay, well, the point is, A, why are they letting a meth lab, you know, stick around for a year or two and
know,
not do something about it? And why didn't they get rid of the illegal immigrants then? I mean, it's so obvious. I mean, it's flat on its face. It's a fraud. I mean, they're pretty much admitting to being criminally negligent.
This is why it's a fraud. Let's take their official number of 16 million illegals. It's really like 35 million. That was a year ago, and the government actually has real numbers on that. That's where we get those, because the census admits that about half the illegals actually report themselves, so they estimate it's twice that. So what's twice 15, 16 million, 30-something mil? And that's a few years old, as I was saying, 2006, almost 2 years old now, year and a half old. They'll go out at every 4 or 5 months, and they'll raid a few meatpacking plants, and you'll hear about 1,100 arrests, 200 arrests, 500 arrests. The biggest I've ever seen is 1,100. And they'll go, man, getting tough, wowzers. And it's always some smaller meat packing division, not Tyson or somebody else, so it's actually even getting rid of some competition. The globalists are masters at this. They don't go after the big boys. And then the media's like, man, they're getting tough. If you've got 3 million illegals coming in a year at 900-plus thousand, it's right close to a million legals. So that's almost 4 million coming in a year. And every few months they're arresting 1,000 people, maybe. In the big raids and a few thousand, you can go look the numbers up. Just like earlier I said, the average time is 11 minutes because I go from the statistics, but then I want to be careful that my memory fails sometimes. I said 11 minutes was the average, and that he looked it up online, and yeah, that's what they say, 11 minutes for a 911 call. My info is, and let's look this up right now. Let's fact check me. I think the ICE only picks up inside the country something like 2,000 people a month. Now, at the border, they intercept, I think it's more than 20,000. So let me see, 20,000 at the border, which they say is 1 out of 10 they're catching. 20,000 at the border, and then at the borders, and then a couple thousand a month. So they're arresting a couple thousand. So what's 12 times a couple thousand? Let's say 24,000 a year they're arresting. and again, I'm going off numbers I saw years ago, 24,000. So if they're arresting 24,000, but 4 million are coming in, 3 million of them illegal. You see, that's like trying to ladle out a swimming pool with a teaspoon. And, oh, my gosh, they are, you know, you have to prosecute the employers. And, folks, if they want to do that, they could instantly. ICE would come in, and they would visit in one day 20 Austin businesses, and they would go in, and there'd be illegal aliens in every kitchen. And then you'd arrest those people and deport them, and then you would put felony charges, and this is treason, so it should be felony charges, on all these businesses. And then you do that once a month for a year, then nobody's going to hire illegals in Austin, Texas. Cured, done, finished, easy, not even that much enforcement. How many officers would you need to do 10 raids once a month? I mean, five guys?
Not many.
Yeah, see, no. They're not going to do that. Here, go ahead.
Oh, I guess another little thing I'd like to add on there, too, it's like, it just dawned on me, but just even growing up around here, it's always been well known there's been tons of Mexicans that work at all these meatpacking plants, so it's like, I'm privy to some special knowledge that law enforcement people are.
No one but illegals works at them because you used to get $20 an hour, a skilled union job, and now they get $5-6 an hour, and the illegals will not work with a gringo or a mayata once they take over. Now, I'm not being mean to the illegal aliens. It's a fact. There's now been newscast in L.A. admitting it. I know cooks in L.A. who can't get hired anywhere because it's we look out for Raza first. Now, not American Hispanics. They're great folks. But the illegals, it's one of the most nationalistic countries in the world is Mexico. And they come in, they take over, they only hire their people. I mean, you think white folks were bad in the 50s doing this. My gosh, the Latin Americans, especially the Mexicans, I mean, they bring it down to a fine art of only hiring their people. There's almost no blacks now in the janitorial business, almost no blacks in farm work all over the country. And it's just absolutely amazing. So you don't work. And the employers tell you now, don't speak Spanish. You can't work on this meatpacking line. You can't work at this print shop. I've got a Spanish shop. And so it's also the language. And then that drives the wages down in all those key communities. Take the truck drivers, all the Hispanic truck drivers I know, and I know quite a few. They come out to our rallies, and they're like, oh, yeah, I've gone from, $20 an hour to $9 an hour, and I'm bankrupt, and my life's over. You know, it's over, folks, because the illegal aliens are now doing it. Thank you for the call. And does that help Mexicans? No. That ends up turning us into Mexico instead of them having a revolution down there when they got triple the resources the U.S. has. Gold, silver, oil. The place is a heaven. They got more billionaires than we got in the U.S. Did you know that? They got money coming out their ears. And they export all their criminals. You kill somebody in Mexico, you just come to the U.S. Kill somebody in the U.S., go down to Mexico. And we kicked Mexico's butt two times. Actually, three times, if you count when they attacked us with the German army in 1918. And, boy, you're not supposed to teach that in the school books. You know, Mexico attacking us and murdering a bunch of people. And I'm tired of it. And I will get on air and say they worked with the Germans to attack this country. Of course, the Texas Rangers kicked their, you know what, I just can't handle it. Let's go ahead and take another call. I'm sorry we keep winning. I'm sorry that, why don't you get your own country back? I mean, I'm not going to play along with the fact that, oh, Mexico loves us and Mexico's sweet and it's a friendly thing. No, it's not. It's you're going to die, gringo. We're going to kill all whites. Plan of San Diego. And then that's very painful because I have a lot of Hispanic friends that could care less about having Mexicans around me. As long as they don't hate me. As long as they're red, white, and blue. And I know when a Mexican-American is red, white, and blue, they're as red, white, and blue as anybody, or more so. But I don't like the fact that I'm supposed to play along with, and I know a lot of Mexicans, call me and tell me, oh, yeah, man, you're right. I hear it all the time, Mexican-Americans. And I'm just not going to play along with it anymore. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and wait about killing me and how you're going to gut my country and the New World Order is bringing you in. I fight everything the New World Order does. They're for abortion, I'm against it. They're for open borders, I'm against it. They're for gun bans, I'm against it. They're for having foreign water companies take over our water, I'm against it. Anything they're for, I'm against it. It's real simple. Oh, the New World Order's for the illegal aliens. Well, I'm against you. See, 2 + 2 = 4. Christian in California, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello?
Yes, Keebler.
Yeah. What's up, Alex? I just want to thank you for doing everything. And to what you was just saying, yeah, I just was trying to get a temporary job in a warehouse. And normally, you know, when I do the temporary thing in the summertime, it usually takes me about a day to get a job. Well, this time it took me like 3 weeks. And when I went in there, it was all illegal immigrants. I'm in California. So it was like, I really seen the firsthand effects of it. It was like crazy. But,
no, I've got a lot of friends who've got college degrees and, you know, and computer programming and things. They all most of the factories are shut down around here. And Austin's a booming city, and there's a lot of them shutting down. And, you know, they're at HEB, and then they'll work another job mowing yards, and they work for the illegals now. And they're lucky, and they'll laugh at them and call them the gringo, and they get to work under the illegal aliens, and that's how it works now. And they
not only do that, they don't even like Mexicans that consider their stuff American and don't speak Spanish.
Well, I mean, is that you? So is that you?
No, I'm not. Not me.
No, but But I'm saying, are you Hispanic?
No, I'm not Hispanic. I'm African American.
But I mean, you've seen that because, yes, I've certainly seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. I got a lot of, Mexican friends that tell me, you know, I forgot what they call them.
You know what they call them. You know what the Mexican Americans call Mexicans. Yeah. Let's just not say it on air.
Yeah, let's not say it on air. But, you know, they say they don't like them or whatever because of that reason. So it's kind of like, that's kind of crazy for me, like, to think that, you know, they're.
Well, that's because Mexicans aren't stupid. And in fact, on average, they're smarter and wiser than Americans. And I appreciate your call. Anything else you wanted to add?
Oh yeah, and I just wanted to say, I got a comment. I wanted to say that you know, to the listeners, everybody should really, because I was listening yesterday. I listen every day, so I was listening yesterday, and I was seeing how you know, they were trying to get divisive with the religion and stuff. Everybody needs to like really read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and really read what the founding fathers were like really trying to teach. It was like a, you know, it was more of a, how you say, what is it?
It was founded on Christian principles, but it was secular government, so you wouldn't get one church cult running everything.
Yeah, it was more of a tolerance. So you guys, I mean, if you...
Well, no, that's because they lived under religious nuts that wouldn't let them practice their religion, so they came here to have freedom. You're absolutely right, sir. Nail on the head. Yeah, I mean, I say this. I've talked to the radical Mexican groups before, and I've been like, listen, man, I don't mind Hispanics. I like Hispanic people. I just stop saying you want to kill me and stop saying you're going to get us. And, you know, why is it okay for you to say that? And they'll laugh and go, listen, gringo, you know, we don't like you and you don't like us. And I go, no, I don't dislike you. And I said, I'm not going to be part of this. And they go, it doesn't matter what you want, gringo. We're taking over and we're going to get you. And I say, well, the New World Order is engineering all this. And he goes, we'll get them too. You're not going to get anybody. You can't even get your own Mexican government down there. And I'm not blaming you. They got weapons and machine guns and armored vehicles, and it's incredibly corrupt society. It's just that I would support Mexican independence. If they had a true republic government, I mean, if they had people in Mexico that truly wanted liberty and freedom and were rebelling against their country, I'd support them. I'd say send them money. I'd try to support. I'd probably go down there and fight with them. I mean, frankly, I like Latin Americans. I mean, you know, it's interesting people. You know, a mix of Mesoamerican, Spanish, Portuguese, African, Irish, German. I mean, it's an interesting, nice, hardworking family people. They don't like the New World Order. They don't trust vaccines. When the CPS comes for Mexican kids who are Mexican, they just leave. Their kids come first. They just leave and go to another town. They go to Mexico. Their kids are number one, not conditioned blacks, whites, and American Mexicans. We just, oh, have our baby. Go ahead. Oh, you're the government. Okay, I'll give you my baby over my dead body, folks. So hail the Mexicans. Hail their family. Hail their raza. I have nothing against them caring about their people and being proud of who they are and wanting to have their families and wanting to have children and wanting to live. But don't you tell me I got to die. Don't you tell me to get out of the way for you, because you're going to get a fight. You're going to get one, believe me, and you're going to get a serious one. And, the New World Order is your enemy, whether you figured it out or not. It's not me, the gringo. Do gringos predominate the global hierarchy? Yes. But if you had Latin Americans would have gotten all the power, it would be the same thing. It's the way humans operate. But the big gringos have got you convinced the little gringos are your problem. When the real elite, and I've got their own documents, they don't like the little gringos. They are most worried about the little gringos. Okay, understand that? And you're being used to bring down the middle class, whether it is a Mexican, Chinese, it doesn't matter. White, black, ugh. It's divide and conquer. It's called The Great Game by the British Empire. Google The Great Game. Art of Statescraft. Learn how you're manipulated. Let's go ahead and play this Grand Theft Auto clip. This is a piece where they joke around with it, basically, where they've taken video from it and re-edited it. Here it goes. It's a noisy laptop. We're going
to
fix it.
My name is Brian O'Toole. I wanted to fight the war on terror, but I don't read so good. Most careers were closed to me. That's why I joined the LCPD. Now I'm on the front lines, helping tourists and fighting terrorists. I rifle through people's bags on the subway to protect freedom.
I arrest protesters at political conventions for straying outside the free speech zone.
Being a cop used to be about stopping crime. Now, thanks to politicians, it's about fighting terrorists, one old lady at a time. I'm protecting freedom, whatever the cost. I'm a hero, and I know it.
Man, they have got it in this 45-second thing. I'm going to play it again. It's just too good. I'm going to play it again for you.
My name is Brian O'Toole. I wanted to fight the war on terror, but I don't read so good. Most careers were closed to me. That's why I joined the LCPD. Now I'm on the front lines, helping tourists and fighting terrorists. I rifle through people's bags on the subway to protect freedom.
I arrest protesters at political conventions for straying outside the free speech zone.
Being a cop used to be about stopping crime. Now, thanks to politicians, it's about fighting terrorists, one old lady at a time. I'm protecting freedom, whatever the cost. I'm a hero, and I know it.
Man, they really got the mindset. See how dumb that cop looks on this? Just totally dumb. Dumb as a box of rocks, man. I'm sorry, they're giving retards badges and guns now, and I've had enough of it. I mean, I look in some of these guys' eyes. I mean, when I was a kid growing up, you see cops, they were always kind of shifty and sneaky looking, but you could tell they were smart. And now you look at them, it's like, duh, 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 duh. And I'm not trying to be mean here. I mean, let them go, you know, clean the pigeon traps at the local park or clean the pools out or, you know, let them, you know, put a helmet on them and let them, you know, run around. I'm sorry. Man, I apologize, folks. I just can't handle it anymore. The image of that cop swaying back and forth, whoever did that, got the exact, I mean, I've looked at them do that. Because they do like this little meerkat dance of power when they're doing something bad. They go, duh, duh. They always do that. I don't know. Man, this is incredible. Watch it. Watch it. Here it is. I can't help it. I mean, this is exactly what it looks like right here. The guy right at the end, I'm going to pause it on him. And that's who we're going to worship. That's going to be our new God. Oh, I'm sorry. I had the audio down. Let's just restart it here.
Most careers were closed to me. That's why I joined the LCPD. Now I'm on the front lines, helping tourists and fighting terrorists. I rifle through people's bags on the subway to protect freedom.
I arrest protesters at political conventions for straying outside the free speech zone.
Being a cop used to be about stopping crime. Now, thanks to politicians, it's about fighting terrorists, one old lady at a time. I'm protecting freedom, whatever the cost. I'm a hero.
There he is right there. That's him, dude. That is the MAC leader. Dave in New York and others. Final segment straight ahead in the zone. I'll be showing my new film, Truth Rising, coming up this Saturday and Sunday, Alamo Drafthouse.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
That's why eugenicists want to kill you. Take a shot, take a shot. Go ahead and get sterilized. Because the government loves you.
You know we've got to find.
You know we're gonna kill you.
To bring some loving here today. Yeah.
We're a criminal
father,
government.
Father.
Criminal, criminal, criminal.
We don't need to escalate.
Criminal, 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 criminal.
You see, war is not the answer.
I got this AV Club newspaper. It's about Chris Carter, creator of The X-Files. He's making a new X-Files movie. And I was reading this morning. And I meant to get to it today. I'm going to leave it on my desk and try to cover it tomorrow. But he just said, oh, you thought the old X-Files thought the government was bad behind everything. He goes, I really now believe that. And basically our country's gone. And so my new film says the government's pure evil. And then that is, we just found out on their website, that is a Grand Theft Auto trailer. And what's the tagline? The American dream, wake up. And my gosh. And Chris Carter says everybody's woken up to the government. I think you guys went too far, like with Ceausescu. So go ahead, hire some more SWAT teams, waddle around, have Halliburton move to Dubai and run public white slave rings. It's over. And for the good cops and good people in government, I suggest you join us quickly. Because when Grand Theft Auto, and it doesn't get any more pop culture than that, when Grand Theft Auto wakes up, the New World Order has got a serious, serious problem. It's a nice young lady right there. Sure, she's very good. I'll be a college student working hard. Let's go ahead and take another call. Oh, I'm going to, never mind. The game Grand Theft Auto has prostitutes in it. That's the joke. I believe that. I never played it. Isn't that the case? Burmese? Yeah, Burmese is an expert on everything like that. all right, I'm going to knock it off. This is not a comedy show, and I know I'm not funny. Dave in New York, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I'll try to be as quick as possible since I know it's almost 4 o'clock, but I just want to thank you for informing me 7 years ago. But one thing I don't actually know, but it does sicken me that I think the government is behind AIDS since you're actually talking about bioweapons.
Oh, there's no doubt they're behind it. It's a fact, sir.
So I know I was actually reading and looking at the flowchart online. I'm just also wondering, have you ever had Dr. Boydie Graves on your show?
Yes, I have.
Would it be possible maybe for you to actually get him up again? Because I definitely would like to hear you question him and figure out, because I actually question everything, but the minute I saw the flow chart, it kind of opened my mind. Because like you said, it's kind of hard to even sink that in, and it sickens me since a lot of people's friends, family have died because of it. So since you're on the topic of bioweapons, that's why.
No, I hear it. It's a saddening topic. I shouldn't be joking around while you're even talking about it. It's terrible, and we're going to have more guests on about that. We've been having guests on about it. In game two, I don't know if I'm going to call it in game two. I might call it 2012 something. But that certainly is something we're working on, sir.
Yeah, you're talking recently about bioweapons, and most of your audience is informed. So to those that are listening in that don't know, you know, that way you can open up their mind and also have other people that have no idea about it. Since I think that's something that should really be talked about.
I hear you. We're out of time, David. Thank you. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 to 3 Central Standard Time. And I will be back in 1 minute with the start of the first hour. A lot of key news and info got covered. If you missed any of it, if you just tuned in, the start of the show from 4 hours ago is about to re-air at InfoWars.com on those audio streams. A lot of key stuff that I covered right at the start of the show, so I hope you'll tune in to that. Right now, for all the AM and FM stations out there, we appreciate you. All the sponsors, the listeners, the folks running the show here in Austin, John Harmon in Minnesota. Big guest coming up next week, Alamo Draft House, Saturday and Sunday. Get your tickets now. They're almost sold out at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit has